It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I want a gyro and I want to marry Britney Spears.
Matt.
Big blowjob and a Diet Coke.
Steve.
I want a funnel cake and a fat trick just as a clown.
And Kevin.
Yes.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Welcome.
You've got mail.
Pattern baldness.
Yep.
Welcome to the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is a website. We're streaming live on CWERadio.com. Just go there, click on Aristocrat Special. It's Sunday, 7.06 p.m. 6 minutes past the hour. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
I'm happy headed hoes, I'm going to tell you right now.
We got Steven.
How you doing?
Who's a Giants fan.
How do you know?
I don't know. And my favorite Aristocrat, Kevin.
Oh, you. Ball.
Know how to make a boy's dick trickle.
I'm an easy blusher.
The name's Dick. Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle.
That's a new gimmick.
I got some new headphones on.
They look good.
Yeah, well, I put these on. These are ones that I've had, for those of you watching. Yeah. CWRadio.com. We have the video up. Hopefully this will go on YouTube as well.
Damn near a decade.
Yeah. Well, there they are.
Yeah, I've had I bought these for the show in 2005.
Yeah, 2005.
And they were $60.
And they're dead.
And I put them on today, and they were just crackling like hell.
Crackling goat brain.
I said, let me put these little tiny earbuds in and see if it's any better.
So now you're going to smash them live on the air?
Nah, I won't do that. Nah. Sentimental got these value.
Little, went from the massive pancake areola ones to little mini nipple ones.
These do sound fantastic. They're from, where are they from?
Skullchecks.
Bose?
No. Yeah. It was something weird, I guess.
Skull candy.
I don't remember what the hell they were. They're really good.
Family
I don't
dollar.
Like in-ear ones either, but these fit nice and the sound is amazing.
They bring out your adorable lobes.
The dogs
I do,
right
and now everyone can finally see my adorable earlobes.
Oh, my What's God. What's up, Lobus? So cute.
And also, these were cracking. I don't know if you could see that.
Oh,
yeah. The foam on it was cracking.
Crack kills.
So I would wear them for a while, and I'd take them off, and I have a little black flex all over
I
my face.
I thought black don't crack.
You would think.
No, black's on crack.
Oh.
No, black smoke crack.
Don't pay back.
You fucking racist.
I know. I'm sorry.
You said you said that there's a pool. Why don't we give it an old Viking funeral and set them on fire and let
throw
them
in.
Out.
It's true. Yeah.
Mm. And then I'll poop on it.
It's sad.
It's the best way to honor them.
What's that, Matt? You want to go back to the regular... Is that what we're doing?
Well, good,
I wonder why.
Good luck getting over my wire.
Is it the fan or what? Maybe from the fan. Did you ever look at that?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Matt's belly's going to
knock over
everything.
Did you ever look
everything.
Into that?
Wow.
Well, yesterday when we left the show, Matt's computer started making a noise.
Yesterday?
It was the fan?
Yesterday.
So he just smacked it really hard.
Yesterday.
And it got even worse.
Right.
He was like, da, 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 da.
Whatever you did, man, makes it
What'd
sound good.
Oh, did you cut us out?
No, he didn't cut us out. It sounds good now.
It sounds great. Steven, you sound awesome.
Is that it?
No, no, it's back. It's still the same. Whatever you unplug, though.
What?
Take the
one on the green. This one?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Oh, man. Wills McGahee got hurt.
Who?
Oh, man.
Who's Wills McGahee?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
No.
Mike Ditka had a stroke.
Mike Ditka?
Mike Ditka. No more helicopter.
Yeah, I guess it's just a computer.
You know who Mike Ditka is, Derek?
I've seen him on Saturday Night Live.
Ditka.
Super Bowls and the Hall of Fame aside, I've seen him on Saturday Night Live.
I know I look like a big footballer to you, but I don't partake.
What?
So I only know him
what,
from...
What, play or watch?
Both.
Listen, if somebody has a Reverend Horton Heat ring, you know they're not in the football.
I like my ring.
Trying to get Kevin.
Is that a Reverend Horton Heat ring?
It was a ring that I bought because I saw the Revenhorn Heat wearing it at a concert.
Oh, that was
and
close.
Then I went to Quicksilver. I went to Quicksilver in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Local reference.
And let me get.
Oh my God! What is that ghost on the camera? Oh, it's me.
Guys are so
it's
ugly.
Me.
And then I found this ring and I bought it.
Oh.
That was.
We don't have to have me on the camera.
Almost 13 years ago.
Why not? We're all on the camera.
Well, too bad. Everyone's on.
Because I got too much light on me. You can't see me.
No, you have too much light coming out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's like you swallowed kryptonite.
So what's going on, guys? How is the?
Here we go.
And it starts.
It's starting.
I didn't get it last too long, but it stinks.
It's a good thing I didn't close the door all the way.
Yeah.
Like bad. I accidentally ate an entire shrimp ring yesterday.
Oops.
So accidentally.
What do you mean, oops? What, did you trip onto it?
No, like, it was so good I couldn't stop eating. It was an accident.
You mean just, like, the shrimp and the red sauce?
Marinara, yeah.
Yeah. Marinara. I can't eat, I can't eat shrimp.
Cocktail sauce.
Cocktail sauce.
Oh, come on.
It stinks.
What
it
are
stinks.
You guys
it stinks.
About?
It smells really bad.
Listen,
yes.
Kev is, like, a second.
God.
He's a second from me.
Second.
And he's not complaining.
You're
a second. He
oh.
is a billionth of a second.
Kev
of
is
light
boiling over with
away from you.
Kev is actually angry at that.
No,
point.
I this one I can't smell.
It went right. Maybe because I got the fan on.
It stinks
right
so bad.
The last one was, before we went on was really, really bad.
It
this one
stinks.
I don't have
this the show's over. I can't.
No, you
work
know
like
what's
this.
Over is his pee filter because it stinks like my butt.
Is that why the pee filters are all tearing apart?
Yeah, I noticed.
No,
that.
I use the same one every week. I
methane
smell it.
Burn.
Gross.
You know what? Come to think of it, this one that I have is kind of old. It smells a little bit like your couch,
which probably smells like Steve's ass.
No, it smells like yours. Matt's ass print is still.
What about it?
Still in my couch.
Yes, I leave my mark.
Anyway. So,
do we get any retweets?
Stinks.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, I did it.
So you don't know who Mike Ditka is?
I know who Mike Ditka is. Ditka. Yes. But not from what you know him from.
You know what I think caused this stroke is that Mike Ditka tried to fight this hurricane.
Play some Beach World.
One on one.
Matt,
what's up?
Who would win in a fight?
Ditka
or a hurricane?
What if it was called Hurricane Ditka?
Ah, trick question.
That's from the show.
Big swerve.
Guess you didn't see it. Anyway.
Chris Christie was also on SNL.
Mm.
Now, I didn't even hear he was going to be on it.
It was like a surprise.
Yeah.
Thing.
It was one of those where they introduced fake celebrity, and then it's like, and here to also to talk. It was a Weekend Update. It's like Chris Christie.
And everybody
there
thought
was that. Chris yeah. Christie.
Everybody thought
so
there
was a swerve. Everybody
yeah.
thought it was going to be a joke.
Yeah.
And it was actually Chris Christie?
Yeah.
He's mm-hmm. big.
He is big.
He's huge.
Abdullah the Butcher.
Yeah.
And he was wearing that same fleece that he's been wearing for the last month. And,
yes.
And then came the quote of, I'm going to die in this fleece.
He said that?
He said that on the show.
That's funny.
He's got that weird Christmassy pattern thing, right?
Is that what?
No.
Oh. His fleece.
Are you okay?
Yeah, right. I hate when people ask if I'm okay. When I'm okay.
Are you
fine?
Are you okay?
And then he had, and this is our governor, New Jersey governor.
Oh, my goodness. Let's bring this up, Derek.
And somebody, I guess he had something, and they were asking him about Twinkies, because the Twinkie factory Hostess, what they went on strike, and now they're basically going under.
There's like a very small chance that they won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody's going to buy them.
Which we'll get into, but somebody asked him a question.
I blame Obamacare. Mm-hmm.
About Twinkies, and this is what he said.
Really, seriously, you're not asking me about Hostess Twinkies, are you?
God. Look at all the devil dogs behind him.
David, what do you got? What? I'm not answering a question about... You know, there's so much... I'm on Saturday Night Live enough. You think you're getting me... You think you're getting behind this microphone, having me talk about Twinkies? This is a setup, man. I know it. You people are the worst. This is a setup. I am not answering questions on Twinkies. And no. You're not. It's bad that I even said the word Twinkie from behind this microphone.
It is.
You're not getting me to do that. No way,
those kids,
David.
Don't even know what Twinkies are.
Don't go to
thing.
Devil Dogs, David. Don't try it.
He's a good guy.
It always looks like his neck or what neck there is bubbling out of the collar of his shirt.
It doesn't just look like it. It is that.
Jeez. Does he have a fucking Farmville of skin tags?
Farmville. Skin tag bill.
Does he have to invite friends to come cultivate for him?
Ray got the skin tag bed.
Cultivate the skin tags. Yes.
So we went on Saturday Night Live, which prompted me to tweet that he was a lot funnier the previous time.
Go ahead.
The previous time he was on Saturday Night Live, to which I accompanied that tweet with a picture of the Chris Farley, Patrick Swayze dance-off.
Nice, nice.
Yeah,
I got to admit, Derek, don't looking at that picture. Go ahead, bring it back up real quick.
Of Chris Christie?
Yeah, looking at that picture right there, that frame.
Yeah.
Don't ever shave your beard.
I know.
Oh, no.
No.
And, yeah, leave your hat on, too.
No.
Well, I just recently shaved everything again.
Nice. Looks good.
And which I like.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I shave, there's a group of people, family and otherwise, that say, you look so much better when you grow your hair out.
What? Why?
I have no idea.
They are lying to you.
I just look like some... Yeah. I look like him, but bald.
Why don't you go full on, full Bic?
Nah, I can't.
Why not?
I can't. I get like little bumps and stuff.
Yeah, but like...
From stress.
Oh, okay.
Now,
and from wearing hats, you get like, you know...
Like seriously now.
Ingrown hairs and stuff.
What family members are telling you this?
My mommy.
Okay, she's lying to your face. Right.
Well, even like exes and stuff have told me they like it better. And other people who have nothing to do with me and wouldn't lie to me said that I look better with my hair grown out.
Okay, well, it's lying. Like
I know it is. I wouldn't do it anyway.
They're trying to hurt you.
These people want you to fail.
I get the same thing. They're like, oh, you should grow your hair out more. And I'm like, why? There's an island right here. An island of hair. That's it.
Wow.
And they want me to grow it out. It looks better.
Just grow the island.
That's an idea. Yeah. Like a front ponytail.
Just the island.
Yeah.
Fronytail.
I believe it's called a samurai topknot.
Yes.
We got to adjust these cameras a little more, Derek.
Wow, smash.
Because, like, no matter what, I got to either bend over or I got to block their faces out. Look at that. Does that look good?
Yeah, I look like.
I love it, bro.
I'm censored.
I look like, yeah. We look good with the black bar over our eyes.
Just put it on them.
Why don't you put the mic on?
Matt is really trying hard to get these cameras off of him.
I don't want the camera on me.
Now, I got to admit, on the screen, you look 1,000 times more pale than you really do in real life.
1,000 times more. Maybe 2 times.
I'm going with the computer LED light, or whatever you want to call that, is making you brighter on camera.
Well, this is
when
this
I'm
is
looking at your side of your face
now. Hold on. Let me turn the monitor off so we can't see me, and then we'll see how we look on the other one.
Is it possible to put the mic stand on that side of the table?
I don't know.
I was asking.
How am I going to do that?
You take the microphone out.
I say don't even worry about it right
stand
now.
Up and put it over there.
How am I going to do that? There we go. There we go. Perfect.
Jesus.
Because I'm like doing production over here. You wouldn't need to look at me.
Steven's finger banging
himself. Oh, man. He's anal banging himself.
Now, Matt.
Spitting it.
Am I right here?
No. See, what I'm saying
is. I'm right.
Is my side of the face the side of your face that I can see right now.
The dark side of the
moon. It doesn't look that pale. It just looks like high blood pressures attacking the right side of your face right now. Because you actually look tan.
Wow.
Look at these rude dudes.
Wow. He's jacked as shit.
Yeah,
look at him smiling.
For people who can't see this is going to be boring as hell.
That's true.
That's why everybody should be loading up that video, too.
Live.
Live.
And maybe people would see why I'm a Giants fan.
Yes.
Why? Because we see your giant ass.
Yeah.
Your guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty much.
Thank you, Derek.
You're welcome.
Oh, not this again.
I hate it because I can't do it.
Welcome to Shit and Smell.
Speaking of shit.
Okay.
This day in 1918.
Oh.
On this day.
Latvia declared independence from Russia.
Latvia?
Latvia.
That just sounds like some chick.
Probably a hot chick.
Yeah. Some Latvia.
Does anybody know the capital of Latvia?
Mm. Bangkok.
Oh. Cover your dicks, boys.
Good one.
I love it.
It's Riga, if anybody was wondering.
Oh.
You sound like Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak.
Is that his name?
Pat Drunk Guy.
Are you thinking of Alex Trebek?
That's who I'm thinking about. What did I say, Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune.
Nah, whatever, same time slot. Kind.
Nope.
Fail.
Yes. Oh.
I've actually been watching a lot of Jeopardy lately at the gym and stuff.
I have to ask, Did you talk about your family's house last week?
Yeah, why? You want me to go into it again?
Yeah, tell it again. Tell that story again, Uncle Steve.
Why? What,
so they still don't have anything?
No. Wait, what do you
I want to know what they're doing.
They got plenty of
they're
fish.
They're sitting like I am right now. This Ooh. Is my dad.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
And he's got just the, sitting on a couch
and
or a
stove
chair.
In the oven is heating the house.
Wow. 2 weeks now? 3 weeks?
Yeah.
I hate no power. To see that gas bill.
I bet your electric bill is going to be nice, though.
Doesn't your dad right, have, like, right? at home, like, things that, like, keep him alive?
Like, laser tag sets that he can't wow. wear.
Laser tag? Is that, like, the new skin tag, like, form of defense? Laser tags?
Skin tags.
Did not need the popping visual.
They're like no. little grenades.
Laser tags.
Yeah, he's just sitting there, man. Like, anything that had any kind of... the fuck's
entertainment
called?
Value?
No, like the fuck's the word I'm looking for? I can't get it.
You're right there, Kev.
Like pictures and stuff. Anything from the
sentimental
past. Sentimental value is gone.
Really?
Everything's gone.
That much flooding?
Everything in the entire basement's gone.
Your baby booties?
Wow. Is it still got still have water in it?
Baby booties?
No. Yeah, is the water
no,
out?
No, water's gone. Right, water's right. gone.
What
like
about
the
fish?
Day. Fish are gone.
Are they eating the fish?
We ate them.
Okay.
Anything with sentimental value is gone.
Because I told
photo
a couple
albums,
people.
All the porno, everything's gone.
Oh, not what? The porno.
What?
Porno's gone.
What
about, I bet you it's, I know it's still there. Oh. I bet you I know.
Oh, I know where you're going. My grandfather's painting.
Oh. Nope. Didn't know about that.
Yeah.
But I bet you what is still in the house is your shitty underwear.
Yes.
That you put in between the walls because you're embarrassed.
I don't think Kevin knows what that is.
What?
When he was a kid. Well, you tell the story. It's your story.
I don't know the story anymore.
You don't know the story. You shit your pants when you were a kid.
Everything that was
Steven
in the basement,
shitty draws.
I
Let's
lost
go.
Sentimental. I have no memory.
Oh, wow. When that got erased.
Yeah, when the water came and took everything out, my it's memory passed away with it. So you go ahead and tell Kev.
This is funny.
It's probably going to come out funny.
Do you know how old you were?
Young.
You had to have been. I mean, you were in underwear.
Old
I mean,
enough
single
to know.
Digits.
Yeah, old enough to know what I was doing. But,
all right, so you shit your pants.
But not old enough to know, like,
in
this
your
is
underwear.
Disgusting. Yeah.
And you were embarrassed, ashamed.
Uh huh.
And you put it somehow there. I don't remember
there
how
was
you
an opening in the sheetrock. Wall.
There was an opening in the sheetrock, so yes. you put it over the sheetrock, so it landed in between the walls of the house.
Yeah.
And your reasoning was that you thought it would disintegrate, like
I thought like moths would eat it,
like or it. Yeah, like or like a piece of paper. It would just like you know
biodegrade.
But yeah, in actuality, yeah. there's like an entire ecosystem of shit beings.
Yes.
Yeah, like I could be creating another world. Fucking
yeah.
like being.
You, that flood may have killed 10,000
yeah.
beings.
Shitlings.
Yeah, shitlings.
No, but the thing is...
Microscopic
the thing
colonies.
Is where this is at, it didn't get to.
Oh. Oh,
so it is still there.
Still there.
So your shit survived the Holocaust.
Yeah.
The Hydrocaust.
You've never been embarrassed after you shit your pants?
How many times have you shit your pants?
Yeah, but I've never found the urge to hide it in sheetrock.
Shitrock.
Where else would you have hidden it? I was in a position.
I don't know. How about not hiding it? How about just throwing it in the garbage?
Yeah.
I was just wrapping it up in
plastic
bag.
I was in a position where I was going to throw it outside over the fence.
What? That wouldn't have been any better.
It would have been a lot better. I just would have blamed it on the fuck people on the street over
there. Okay.
Except the fact that your name was written on your underwear.
No, they weren't. It was just Fruit of the Loom or whatever.
Fruit of the Loom.
They couldn't have traced it back to me unless they got a DNA test. And they ain't going to pay for that.
Fruit of the Loom. Yeah, that is your name.
Wow. So, Kev. I shit my pants. Uh-huh. I in my head, I'm like, I can make it outside, throw it over the fence. No, I can't. I'm naked. So I just threw it and got rid of the evidence.
You didn't have other clothes that you could have changed into?
No,
like,
I was a little kid.
Oh, man.
What?
I don't know. Like you just weren't thinking.
You would have wanted to hide like videotapes in your wall after you did a
moonsault.
I didn't salt
hide them.
Matt did a moonsault into his wall and busted a hole in it. And then he hid fucking tapes in it.
No, he threw tapes in there that he didn't want to watch anymore because we were making fun of him on them.
It's not true.
In the apartment I used to live in on the other side of town is a wall that contains videotapes that Steve would, you know, hide them in, and I want those tapes back.
They are there. So.
I have dreams about going into that apartment and, like, busting the wall down and getting the tapes out.
Why didn't you just go in there and get them before you left?
Because I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know?
Well, he says he didn't do it, but we think he did. No, there was a hole in my wall from my knee bashing into the wall.
From doing
night.
A moonsault on his
no,
bed.
No, that wasn't for the moonsault. All right,
kip up.
No, from literally rolling over in the middle of the night, boom.
You don't roll over that hard.
Yes, I still do
I
it.
Would believe that now you could probably knock a house down.
But then I still do it.
There's no way you roll over that hard in your sleep.
Surely.
What are you going to do when, like, you get married and you share a bed with someone? You're just going to fucking kill them in the middle of the night? Yes. Rolling over?
Oh, my God.
Just going to near right in the chest?
Oh. Yeah. You know what I do right do now that I never did before? Sorry, Kev.
You said doo-doo.
I did. I never used to wake up when I was younger. I could sleep the whole night, you know? Yeah. Now, I'll be, like, leaning on my left shoulder, and I'll just hop to my right in, like, the middle of my sleep. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
I don't just roll over. I, like, bounce to my right.
Yeah, you got to flip.
Yeah, I flip like
I
a pancake.
I slammed my chick in the forehead with my elbow the other night so hard, it woke me up. And I just saw, like, a disturbed...
You're like, oh, my elbow.
There's just a disturbed look on her face.
Yeah.
I pretended to still be asleep.
Nice.
Just let it out of the bag right now.
Yeah. Good thing she didn't listen.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Ah, the old pretending to be asleep. It's so nerve-wracking.
It's cute.
Controlling your breathing. You're just like, should I start snoring?
Well, the upside was I was already face down. I did kind of one of these. And yeah. Just caught her in the forehead.
So your face is just in your pillow. You're just like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
When I was younger, I got up. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had to pee. And I was, you know, I'm going, this is like when I'm 5. So I got up and I was like, I'm too tired and it's scary dark out. Mm. I'm just going to pee right here. And I pissed on my floor.
What? Lazy son of a bitch.
I was lazy and scared.
Lazy and scared equals piss on the floor.
Yeah, I was just like, fuck it.
I almost pissed on my toilet seat when the power was out. I went in there, it was like just dark. I was like, let's see if I can make it. And I was like, just about to go, and I'm like, oh shit. I just remember right as it was coming out.
Did you pee on your hand a little bit?
No.
Oh.
I remember as a kid one time, my brother sleepwalking into our bedroom and pissing on the floor, and my dad having to wake him up midstream.
You don't ever wake up with Sleepwalker. It's against the rules.
Well, when he's pissing on the rug.
Yeah, you kick him right in the head. someone we know dated a guy who got up in a drunken stupor.
Steve.
And went and
you dated the guy.
Oh. So went and sat in the kitchen chair while people were in there and just started peeing because he thought it was the bathroom.
What?
So this guy got up, sat down in the kitchen. Everyone's like, hey, what's up? And he just starts peeing while sitting in the chair. So he was
how well do we know this person?
The person who he was dating, the female, very well.
Okay.
CC.
More importantly, why is this queer pee sitting
now
down?
CD.
Mm. Boo.
And this person was just so drunk and slash sleepwalking, he had no idea.
What?
Yeah. But he was like...
This was DD?
He was awake enough to where he was just like, I need to sit down because there's no way I'm going to be able to aim because I'm so drunk. So he thought enough to like be like, I got to sit down, otherwise it's going to go.
So he thought he was sitting on the toilet.
He thought he was sitting on a toilet.
Wow.
So he was he was there enough to know I have to sit down, otherwise this is going everywhere. But he didn't realize he was sitting on a chair in the kitchen.
Wait, did he take his pants
years
out?
Years ago.
Or did he just piss in his pants?
Either he took his pants down or he was still wearing his pants. One of the two.
Obviously.
For the sake of the rest of the people there, I hope he just kept it in his pants.
They didn't stop him.
My goodness.
And then he just got up and walked away.
I think the reason why Derek's unsure is because even if he did take his pants off, they still wouldn't know if he was taking out. Right?
Wait, what?
Nothing. Small Matt knows where I'm going.
Small yeah. Well, large body.
Small wiener.
Oh.
No, this guy was very small.
Oh, then I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'm not talking about the same
A buddy of mine got drunk at a party. Another drunk pissing story. And he fell asleep on the couch. But come the morning, they found him passed out in the upstairs hallway. And there's piss going from the upstairs hallway all the way down the stairs. And he was too drunk to know what he did, and we spent the whole next day trying to figure out if he pissed it on his way up the stairs, if he made it to the top of the stairs and pissed back down.
Mm.
But there was piss as high as the windows on the sheetrock up the stairs.
Oh, my God.
It's like a crime scene.
Some serious prostate power.
Yeah. Full on
Somehow he ended
pressure.
Up face down on the floor in the hallway with a trail of piss behind him.
Well, I had a relative who was sleeping at our house and was up all night drinking with everybody. And you remember my old Wilson Avenue house?
Yeah.
He was upstairs. Upstairs, there was two bedrooms. That's it. So you had to go downstairs, and then you had to go all around the living room and down a hallway to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I had just gone downstairs and used the bathroom in the middle of the night. And as I was going back to go back up the stairs, this fella was walking down the stairs, and his cheeks were puffed out. He started throwing up in the bedroom.
Oh, boy.
And stopped it in his mouth.
What?
And held it in his mouth, walked down the stairs.
What?
All the way around, got to the bathroom, and made it into the toilet.
Oh!
That's a pro.
So he actually started throwing up and caught it in his mouth. And he was walking down the stairs with his eyes shut, with his mouth full. Just like,
what?
And he was holding it in his mouth.
Oh, my God. This is a pro right
yes.
there.
Yes.
That is a pro.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
From a different country?
Well, originally, yes.
Oh, my Professional. God.
Yes.
That's almost as bad as when Matt was combing his hair and wouldn't let Eric go in the bathroom to puke.
No, I was shitting.
I was shitting.
He was combing his hair.
Well, I was shitting.
You were brushing.
Brushing the bowl. That was a big shit that night. I remember that.
Just picturing Matt at the mirror, just counting his strokes with a hairbrush.
Strokes.
Actually, I think Matt used to do that.
What?
Count strokes with your hair.
No, I never actually counted them. But I did take big shits, which led to former aristocrat Eric projectile vomiting all over Derek's lawn.
Because he was choking on a Dorito.
Yeah. He literally went out and he just like stood there with like his arms like out like.
And I was with him.
It was.
Yeah.
Because he told me he was going to throw up. He knocked on the door. Just like, oh. And we just hear, this guy.
Mm-hmm. It was because like you hate when people knock on the door when you're shitting. And then when you're like, I'm in here, and then they still knock. It's gayer.
And there was only one bathroom.
Yeah. I like it, like at work, like I go into the faculty bathroom and I'll hear someone like coming to use the faculty bathroom also, and I just like in the gayest voice possible, I'm like, it's taken.
Yeah,
every time, and they don't ever answer me. They just walk away. There's no, oh sorry.
There's a stall door where I work. There's like, I don't know, six stalls in a row, and one of them shuts and the little thing closes. There's no lock actually. It's just like one of those little twisty things that closes. But every once in a while, it just opens on its own and swings in. And so I never use that. But people who do, they always get really freaked out and usually yell occupied.
Occupado.
So like I'll just
like
be in there.
Like a fucking Nazi.
Yeah, and the thing opens and like, occupied! Oh, and they just like close it.
Occupy toilet.
Bleeding anus.
It's pretty gross.
So while we're on the subject of bathrooms with multiple stalls, we all always go to the handicap stall, right?
I do. Extra space.
If it's available, how do you not?
Yep. I try not to.
What?
I don't really need the extra space.
I don't treat them.
Well, you know what happens sometimes?
You were going into heaven.
The bowl and where you're sitting, the door, where the door is, where the door closes, there's always that gap, and it always lines up perfectly with your crotch.
Oh.
So if somebody's walking by and looks, you know, they're looking right through the crack, and the only thing they see is your face, the front of your body, and your, you know, whatever's in the toilet. That I find that a lot.
I always just like whip it out for him right there. I'm like, yeah.
Put on a show for him.
Yeah. I'm usually tugging it while I take a dump.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. So I like a toilet that is facing just the door.
Yeah.
Not off to the side or anything.
I like a toilet that is in a room that is off like the wing of a building and like there's another door when you go into the bathroom. Like you go in like out back, they have like the sinks and then there's another door where the restroom part is. Yeah. And then And then like another cell inside the bathroom where you're completely locked
up. Elevator that goes down.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna use a stall in a public bathroom, I'm not even closing the door.
Yeah,
I get claustrophobic. Really? I need it open.
Okay. Well, where you went to high school, I'm sure you didn't have a problem with that. There were no doors on those bathrooms.
It was like a police station bathroom.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, anyway.
Yep.
Bathrooms.
Just like that, right?
Bathrooms. And the shits just keep on coming.
I can't believe that Thanksgiving is this weekend.
I can.
Well, certainly not this weekend.
This week, next week, whatever. This Thursday?
Thursday.
It's in 4 days.
It has fucking flown.
So it's Thursday.
Like, from the end of summer till now, it's
but
just
we,
fucking
not only that, but we missed Halloween.
Well, not really.
Did you celebrate?
Yes.
What did you do, the trunk or treating?
No, I told you. My town had it on the Monday after.
No,
it wasn't. Yeah, I had, like, two trick-or-treaters on the Sunday After the storm.
And then
was
Matt
like
ate them both.
Yes. They were delicious.
But
I put in so much time poisoning candy, and now I have to give it to my dog.
It definitely is weird to think that hurricane didn't just cause a lot of destruction. It took away 2 weeks of everybody's life.
It really did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I feel fine.
I'm all right.
I hardly noticed.
Oh, but you had to give something away.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I did. I mean, there were a few that I...
That was so airy.
There were a few that I had to hold on to, yeah. Sentimental value, but for the most part, yeah.
Which ones?
Well, let's tell them.
Let's guess
what it was and what happened.
I still have.
What did you do?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures from my childhood, but a coworker of my chick, her family lost everything. They're just starting to move into a new house and get settled. And her one kid really loves Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I'm sorry, Kevin. It fucking stinks again.
I'm listening to the story.
Smells fucking bad.
I'm trying to tell a heartwarming story.
It stinks. It smells. It really fucking stinks.
Enough. You're celebrating it. Go ahead, Kevin, please.
So I gave away the toys. These kids,
because
they got nothing, nothing but their hopes and dreams.
Yeah,
even those are shattered at this point.
Oh man! And then what else?
And then I raped them,
Kevin.
What?
Kevin, I was just gonna call you Kevin the Benevolent, but now you're.
Can I guess which one you kept?
No, I gave them the toys and I pissed in their heinies.
Can I guess which ones you kept?
What?
How many did you keep?
How many did you keep?
It was about six.
Okay.
Six or so specific ones.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... You definitely kept Michelangelo.
Well, I didn't keep any of the plain, like, basic ones.
Oh, really?
Oh.
It was all, like, the
very
specific
ones?
Versions. Of,
oh.
Yeah.
So wait, how many did you have?
So you obviously kept...
Yeah, how many did you have total?
Like, more than 60?
I didn't count them.
More than 60?
Oh, so it's an uncountable amount. It's like a box of toys.
Could you fill that tub with it?
It was probably about the size of that tub.
Okay,
really?
Good.
That much stuff? All Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
I had a suitcase.
But I can show you guys a picture of one.
I'm gonna take one first guess. Very easy. I'm gonna say you kept Matt Wrestling Mike.
No, I never had that.
Oh.
This was the hardest thing for me to decide if I wanted to part with. And it's a turtle that turns into a tank.
That one. That was like right at the tail end when I stopped collecting them.
Okay. I remember that being for sale. I never bought it.
Yeah.
Come on.
I want to see.
But yeah, gave this away.
I want to see.
Just scroll.
Oh.
And you'll see
nice shot,
as a tank.
Ooh.
He's kind of getting on the camera there. Oh, here, hold on.
That is a turtle.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, that looks good.
Well, that was my dick.
A tank.
That looks really good.
Yeah, wow.
Nice,
I never even seen that. So these are like from the, I'm guessing, mid-90s? Early 90s.
I mean, that's when I would have been a child.
So these are the ones that we probably didn't have.
Well,
they just got out of our time.
The series continued on until about 92, 93 with releases for new toys. And about 92 was when I stopped. The last Ninja Turtle that I ever purchased, that I received as a child... while still in the collection phase, was April the Ninja Newscaster.
Okay.
Yes. I was at KB in the mall.
If she didn't have big fake tits, you wouldn't have got it.
She did have pretty big tits. But she was just like April in this like jungle suit.
I'm glad you felt the need
jungle
to say fake.
Yeah.
Oh,
as if tits on a toy were going to be real.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Well, no, he's assuming that April's had an augmentation. Because she did have big tits. But
by the way, the April in the second movie was hotter. Go ahead.
Yeah. Ooh, hello.
That was me.
I also held on to, I had all
Technodrome?
All four Ninja Turtles as different old movie monsters.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
So I have that. And it was Leonardo as a werewolf.
Yes.
Michelangelo as Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Raphael is a mummy. Donatello is Dracula.
Yes.
I want to put on the camera. I took this picture at yesterday's.
Oh. Oh, God.
The horrible, on the side of the Ninja Turtles arcade game, the horrible April O'Neil.
I call this April Oh No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
This is very hard to. There we go.
Ooh.
You know what? The face isn't terrible.
The face
the hair,
terrible.
The hair ruins a lot of it.
The hair ruins it, but she has a little Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
That hair ain't going to be ruined after I douse it and cum.
Douse it. Douse it.
If her hair looks like that on her head, I can only imagine what it looks like
on her
below.
Ass.
Right, man? Right?
You mean completely waxed?
That's not what I meant at all.
Who else did you keep?
There was I guess they came out with a bunch that were kind of like Transformers, they were turtles.
The ones that we talked about last week?
I had a Leonardo that was a fire truck.
Oh, yes. These are what I thought they were last week.
So, wait, these are the ones you kept?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He kept all like the weird ones.
Well, it's not like I'm going to fucking play with them, so I kept ones that were unique.
The memorable ones. The memorable ones to me were...
the originals.
The original four, yeah. Shredder, Splinter, April.
The one with the little rubbery fucking belt and shit.
Yes. Shredder, Splinter, April. That entire first series by Playmates, the first line.
Playboy Playmates.
Yeah. And then I kept like a handful of other ones that I just really liked, like Kev was saying. But
Kev likes to transform things.
Oh. Well, I kept like
two.
Yeah, like
it was only two.
I kept like General Trag, Krang's android body.
Can you describe all this in Krang's voice, please?
Only fitting.
I kept General Trag and my body. And those wretched mutants.
I love it. You know,
I even kept Shredder crying. You disgusting ganglion.
Ganglion.
Dude, the cartoon Shredder was a shit.
That was Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, I know. It's horrendous. on the subject of toys, the only thing I ever had a complete set of that my stepmom threw away was like every Thundercat.
Nice. No, Thundercats toys were fucking
Snarf.
Awesome.
All the fucking toys, all the accessories, everything you think of, all mine.
Those figures look so friggin' good. And that was like, what, 85, 86?
Yeah. I had a lot of He-Man. Yeah. I had
like almost all He-Man.
I had a He-Man. What are you doing?
I don't even know.
I just look at Kevin. He's flexing his pecs. So I just see the number 34 jumping up and down.
It's in 3D.
Ooh, I got a 3D story after this, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so I had a lot of turtle stuff.
You wanted He-Man.
I don't think I had anything complete. I had a lot of wrestling figures. Mm-hmm. I still have them. Yeah.
The Hasbro.
Oh, time out. Speaking of wrestling figures, and I almost did this, and I don't know why I didn't. When I went to Rhode Island during Sandy gimmick.
When you were running away?
There was a toy store in the mall, like old toys, new toys, anything you can think of.
Yeah.
It was like a toy shop. And there was a bucket of old thumb butt wrestlers.
Nice.
Thumb wrestlers, I remember.
Oh, fucking Roddy Piper stuff. Oh, my God. It was fucking awesome.
I have a big butt. In fact, I brought it down during the storm to occupy my son. He didn't like them too much, though.
The thumb wrestlers?
No. Like the old Jax figures. There was some Hasbro.
With bone
some
crunching action?
The Jax figures.
What?
With bone crunching action?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
And I have the Mick Foley 3-pack. Triple Threat.
Oh, hello.
Mankind, Cactus Jack, and Dude Love. Still in the box.
Nice. I also could have got the WCW hard ones.
I remember when you got...
terrible.
No, they weren't.
Bad.
I remember when you got the... I think it was an Al Snow Mick Foley 2-pack.
Yeah, Al Snow and the Road Dogg.
Al Snow and the Road Dogg. That was it, yes.
Never opened.
Yeah, and I remember you being like... Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
I have,
my God,
I have
Al Snow as an action figure.
Yeah, and I have an autographed Al Snow action figure with the... Certificate of Authenticity.
I have the
with the picture of him signing.
I have the Al Snow action figure with the head that they pulled from stores because they claimed it promoted violence against women.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sad thing is, you have
I
a
have
really
that,
cool
but
thing.
Autographed.
You have a really cool sentimental thing.
Yeah.
Not worth a dime.
Probably not.
What?
It's unfortunate. I don't think it's worth
what?
Money.
What's that?
The Al Snow authenticated fucking gimmick.
It was only pulled from certain shelves.
No,
I think
the
Walmart.
Thing you got with the authentication and a picture of him signing
it. Oh, yeah. Well,
I don't think it's worth anything, really.
I mean, it was like $5 more than the figure was or something. It wasn't like a...
Yeah, but it's not like you can flip it in eBay and then you'd be like, Al Snow?
If you brought it to a convention or something,
I'm sure
you
someone
would buy
it for like...
It.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. If you brought it to a convention, maybe.
I get like $30 for it from some, you know.
I bet you get a lot if you sold it to Al Snow.
Probably.
Oh, shit.
I mean,
he might chew me down pretty good, yeah, though.
My little 3D story that I have.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny.
Like the Dully Boys?
Yeah. No, it's funny.
Maybe something to drink. I'll be right back.
You might have to.
Do you want water or Gatorade?
You want some of my water?
No.
We could share.
No.
I'll put a little. I'll stab a little hole in the bottom. No. You could just.
Wow. Anyway, yeah, there's a guy I work with. He's Polish. You all met him.
How Polish is he?
He's just very Polish.
Oh, okay.
And he was talking about seeing a movie and, you know, just like, I think it was an older movie or whatever. And another guy we work with was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that movie. And he's just like, oh, I saw it in, he's like, well, I saw it in 3D. Right? This is the Polish guy. He's just like, I saw it in 3D. And the other guy, knowing he just like, because he knows that guy's just a dick, like a one-upper.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, I saw it in 4D. Right?
What?
He goes, yeah, I saw it in 4D to the Polish guy. And he goes, actually, I saw it in 4D too. And then he starts making up this bullshit story. And everybody's just like rolling their
would
eyes.
Would 4D be like live action?
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
But he's like, yes, no, no, no. And he starts making up all the stuff. He's just like, they like throw water at you and stuff in the theater. And like, he's just going on and on and on, just making
so
up.
So basically, he went to Universal Studios.
Basically, he's just lying.
I saw a 4D.
So annoying.
A 4D thing. Movie?
Yeah, they that's what they do.
Terminator,
I know this guy was lying.
Yeah.
But they have like a little short, what's that play place out in Edison? Ah. It's something, it's like a boardwalk indoors or something.
Oh, really?
I don't know. And they have like a little movie theater and there's like a little 10-minute short. It's like a bunch of mice like racing.
Yes.
And it's in 3D and the seats move and they blow air and like water at you.
Yes.
Who's air? A lucky guy.
Some fat chick in the front farting on you.
Hey, it's funny you bring up mice.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's technically speaking a certain mouse's birthday.
Fievel?
Mickey Mouse.
No.
Yes.
Yay! Mickey Mouse.
Oh. I knew that.
You mean Steamboat Willie?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Today, 1928, was the release of the short film Steamboat Willie, the first fully synchronized sound cartoon.
Nice.
Directed by Walt Disney.
He's dead now.
Featuring the appearances of Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse.
Yes. She's hot.
Also could to be also considered by Disney Corporation to be Mickey's birthday.
Cute. That was the shits. Wow. It didn't last very long.
The drizz.
Yeah, well, it took a long time to animate back then.
I had one more other point to make with my story, and I thought this was most hilarious, is that my boss said to him, dude, stop, your goose is cooked.
Your goose is cooked.
Meaning like you've been had? Fresh.
Yes, you've been had. Your goose is cooked.
Goose?
Speaking of movies.
Das Goose.
Derek, I had a movie night with my kids last night.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that like when you went to the movies or when you rented a movie?
No, I set up my living room like a
was
movie
it the
theater.
Devil Wears Prada?
Did you move the couch in front of the TV?
No. Oh.
Godfather.
It's cooler than that. So
was it the Hills Have Thighs?
It was not the Hills Have Thighs.
Is that real?
It was the Spider-Man that we all went to go see.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Spider-Babe?
Yeah. Now that I've seen it four times.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely better than the other Tobey Maguire ones. Mm.
That's what I heard, but I don't like any of them.
I didn't like the villain. I don't like
you know what I really
Kronk.
Liked about it is how he showed himself and exposed himself as Peter Parker.
He exposed
everybody.
Himself?
Yeah.
He showed his little spider penis?
It was a very big spider penis, I'll tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
It's big. He was, he really was hung like a spider moose.
Wow.
I want to see Wreck-It Ralph really bad.
I don't know if I want to see it, but I think it looks cute.
It's getting great reviews. Everyone loves it, and I really want to see it. And I'm off next week, so I'm probably going to go see it.
All right, let me know.
Oh, you want to come? Yeah. I go to the early shows, though.
Wait, where are you going?
Are
you
never going mind.
I want to see Wreck-It Ralph.
I don't need popcorn before 11 a.m.
Should we have another Arista date?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Okay.
You don't need popcorn before 11 a.m.? How about you just stay up until the movie? And then you can go to bed when it's done.
I told the owner of Yestercades, Ken, to go to any places that are showing it on maybe Friday, Saturday night, and just tag all the cars in the parking lot. And he's like, I don't want to do that. I'm like,
you'll get in trouble for that.
Sure you can.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
When I worked for a certain pizza corporation, which we ate today.
Pizza Hut.
Domino's.
Oh, really?
The manager had the...
Papa John's?
The manager had the bright idea to go around, and we had these little door hanger things. And she said, well, instead of going up and hanging on the door, just put it in their mailbox.
Oh, God.
That's illegal.
Oh, yeah. So somebody got a phone call from the United States Postal Service saying you cannot put anything in a mailbox without postage.
Yep.
Cannot.
Yep.
Big trouble.
Yep.
Like, you know, if we see it again, you're in trouble.
You're arrested.
Yeah. Like
jail time.
Something yep. like that.
Federal crime.
Oh, yeah. And so then they started hitting the parking lots up. And I think they hit up... I know they did Pathmark, but I don't think they said anything. I think they did Stop and Shop, and they said something.
Really?
Because they came out. They hit, like, every car in Stop and Shop.
Hmm.
And somebody complained and called them up and said, you can't come to our parking lot and do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
It ran into the same issue with the mailbox thing when I was working for a landscaper, and we went around different neighborhoods putting the flyer in mailboxes.
It's so weird. You can hang it on their door.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can go onto their property and hang stuff on their doorknob, but you can't put anything in their mailbox.
Yeah.
When I worked at that same corporate pizza place,
yes,
I remember one time one of the managers, I walked in
to
for work, and he literally pulled a knife on me, screaming at me, "Give me back the money."
What?
Because apparently the night before or the morning of that he like was freaking out on me, someone stole money out of the till. But he just assumed it was me and pulled a knife on me almost and was screaming at me.
Almost.
Yeah.
Was it someone else we know's brother that stole the money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And like after literally 45 minutes of us arguing that I didn't steal the money,
yeah.
I said, isn't there a way you could just see who logged in last and opened the draw? And he's like, oh yeah. And then that's what he did. And that's how we caught him.
So what about in Paperboy when you get all the bonus points for hitting the mailboxes with newspapers?
Well, it's all got postage on them, bro.
No, it doesn't.
That's why Star Ledger's got their own little blue box.
Ben Franklin rolling in his grave.
Those are like Asbury Park Press mailboxes where I usually pick up my ticket packets from Dapper.
There you go.
The ticket sellers.
Has that show been rescheduled, by the way?
No.
No,
it's just gone. Canceled.
Is it completely canceled?
Yeah.
Really?
What, Thorn?
Yeah, the wrestling show we're supposed to do at the local middle school is completely canceled because of the hurricane.
I have
no rescheduling.
No rescheduling. No. It'll never happen. That's it. The hurricane wiped away any chances.
Yes.
To my knowledge, they're not even issuing refunds on the tickets.
Oh, wow.
They're just putting out notice that if you have a ticket, you can come to any show coming up.
Cool.
That's shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is really shitty.
I should just give everybody tickets. I am. Oh, wait.
That's true.
I say we take the Arista Chopper, we fly over Middletown, and we drop all the tickets we have.
That's something like the Joker would do in
Batman
movies.
Yeah.
Just want to watch the world burn. That's it.
With
tickets.
PW tickets.
To local wrestling shows.
To shitty, awful wrestling shows.
Shitty, awful.
Yeah. I mean, God.
SAW. Shitty, awful wrestling.
I mean, I'll be honest. I would never book me as champion. Not right now. Maybe like 5-6 years ago.
I think you're a good guy.
Oh.
You show up.
Yeah. I'm just being honest. I'd rather book somebody like, I don't know, like Kevin Matthews as champion.
Oh, boy.
What?
Yeah. Well, you don't need to.
Why?
Because you won't.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Never mind. All right. Shock it is.
So there is a Mexican company that is eyeing Hostess.
Why? What happened to Hostess?
Well, apparently Hostess went under. Does anybody have the whole story?
Like they went through bankruptcy and now they are applying to go out of business.
But it all started because of the strike, right?
And then that was nationwide a big part strike.
Well, we've been hearing about them going out of business for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
About them declining.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a Mexican company that is looking to buy them up, possibly. The company's name is Bimbo.
Yes, Bimbo. I know Bimbo.
I know Bimbo.
I am very familiar with Bimbo. We used to sell Bimbo bread at Pathmark.
Yeah. It's
awful bread.
It is awful.
You're
completely right. It's like Bimbo, like dried bread.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not like nice, soft bread that you would want.
They straight up sell stale bread.
Yeah.
It's because it comes here unwrapped.
This is made by Bimbos. We're more concerned about cock than their bread.
Grupo Bimbo.
Is Bimbo.
So does this mean that we're still going to see Twinkies?
It's going to
be called Bimbo
Twinkies?
Well,
we might. Yeah, I don't know.
Buy the Bimbo Twinkie.
I mean, I would assume if they buy the company out, they can just keep the name.
I mean, if the
name.
Company's going under, why wouldn't they want to just sell?
El Bread de Wonder.
Whether they go under or they sell, I mean, I don't know.
I feel like Wonder Bread alone is enough of a, like, has enough name value to be bought. I don't know.
Is that Hostess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know Wonder that. Hostess. It's all one company.
Really?
Yeah. When did that happen?
What? That's how it's always been.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Didn't know that.
You sure?
Yes, 100%.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Look it up.
Maybe I will.
Google it.
No, I'm with a history on that.
All right.
I never knew that.
That's the thing, too. Everybody kept saying, rest in peace, Twinkies. But there's a lot of other delicious items that Hostess have.
Hostess Twinkies, rest in peace.
I feel like an idiot because somebody's like, oh, I'm never going to have devil dogs again. And I'm like, that's Drake's Cakes. It's totally
you
different.
Asshole.
And he's just like, yeah, that's owned by Hostess.
Oh.
Damn it. Yeah, Hostess Wonder.
That means Funny Bones are gone, too.
And the Hostess, like the website, as soon as you go to the website, it says Hostess Brands is closed.
The brand.
We are sorry to announce that Hostess Brands Incorporated has been forced by a Baker's Union strike to shut down all operations and sell all company assets.
Mm-hmm.
For more information, go to hostessbrands.info. Thank you for all your loyalty and support over the years.
Aristocrats, Politico talk. This is why unions are bad.
Well, okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Moving on.
But that means no more Funny Bones.
Oh.
As you all know, it was my adolescent addiction. Some people were addicted to heroin. Some people were addicted to meth. I couldn't get away from the fucking Funny Bone rock.
Whoa. Now, there are some websites out there that are saying, oh, well, you can make your own.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Come on.
And by the way, chocolate Twinkies are better than regular Twinkies.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Chocolate Twinkies are better than regular Twinkies.
I never had them.
What's so chocolate about
So this website here
one.
Has a thing to make your own Hostess cupcakes. And normally I would be like, okay, sure, I'll try it. But look at the picture that they give.
You look just like them.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, those are... Those.
Like, those literally look like a black man's ball sack with fucking jism on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is the picture that they give you to be
looks
like yeah.
Looks like somebody jizzed on a tumor.
I think it's smeared bloodstains on the fucking pan, too.
I mean, I would eat those. But
of course you would.
If somebody made them, I'd be like, oh, wow, they kind of look like Hostess cupcakes.
Yeah.
But if someone was just like, hey, look, Hostess cupcakes, I'd be like...
Those look...
Oh, wow, they hired retards to make Hostess cupcakes.
This is probably what they're going to look like when they come out of Mexico.
Yeah.
Probably.
This is actually the sample of Bimbo cupcakes.
They actually look like they would hurt if they hit you in the head with it.
Bimbo.
Maybe. I don't know. Is anybody else chili?
No.
Chili in
I actually want a Hostess cupcake now.
I'm sweating. Yeah.
Go get one.
No.
I'm uncomfortable.
Probably can't get any. And then there are people who are selling Twinkies and stuff like that online on eBay for, you know, incredible amounts of money. And
I know someone that put it in their freezer.
Yeah,
they're gonna freeze it and hope that their kid is able to enjoy it when they're older.
Oh well, you know what? They could put it right next to the Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah,
Crystal Pepsi was good.
Can't put Pepsi in a freezer. Ugh. Come on, man.
I can't even look at this.
Crystal Pepsi was delicious.
That was very good.
And the whole like theme music for Fuck Crystal
right
Pepsi.
Right now.
Yeah, it was over.
Can't wait to tomorrow.
I love the
right now.
The SNL skit with Crystal Gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's shit. Now. Hey. Make your decision. It's now.
And they're just like literally pouring like shampoo on the stuff because it's like the consistency is so perfect.
Gravy.
Let's see if we can find it.
Oh,
Crystal Pepsi?
So.
Oh, here it is.
It's now.
Who sings this anyway? It's like Rod Stewart or something.
Van Halen.
Oh, Van Halen.
Oh, yeah. Fuck them.
Van Hagar.
This isn't it.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't gravy.
Oh, right now.
This was supposed to be so epic. It was like they cured cancer.
I know, because it was like green soda.
Green soda. Think about it.
Crystal Pepsi.
I remember pouring the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, hot sluts drinking Pepsi.
Yeah.
Cleavage.
Now, how come this shit didn't last?
It was ass.
I bought it.
I don't know why you guys liked it.
I liked it. It tasted just like Pepsi.
It did not.
Didn't they say after the fact that it was all just one big work to get people to buy regular Pepsi?
Yes. Oh, God, this is so bad. What if they keep this?
Yeah.
You remember, I mean, they still have them, but do you remember the big craze with all the flavored Pepsis? Like, I mean, they still have the lemon, right? They still have lime. Vanilla.
Yeah.
I know they have.
And then they had a few other ones, and they really started going nuts.
Oh, wild cherry, of course.
Wild cherry will never go away.
No.
That's amazing.
That's the only kind of Pepsi I have.
It's glory. We used to go to a local diner. I call it the Presso Diner.
Depresso?
Yeah, the Presso Diner. And you could order your Pepsi there, and they would actually make you cherry Pepsi. Yeah.
In Red Bank?
Yeah.
Yes. Even vanilla. You could ask
even
for
vanilla, yes.
A little shot of vanilla.
I think,
did they have Pepsi or Coke there?
Pepsi.
By the way, I'm a Coke person.
I'm a whatever's there person.
Who do you think was behind that clear Pepsi?
A white person.
You think it had anything to do with Ronald Reagan?
What? Ronald Reagan was out of office by the time it was released.
Well, you know.
It was
93.
Yeah, it was right when the Ninja Turtles stopped producing good action films.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right when WCW got really bad.
Then it got really good again, like 96.
Johnny bad.
I was going to mention this during the Turtles talk. Another action figure thing that went crazy was Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I had the original Ghostbusters and the Ecto-1 and all that. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, I don't even know. It was like Ghostbusters turned into ghosts.
Hold on. Yeah. There was so many peripheral characters.
Oh, is that the one where their eyeballs popped out and shit?
Yeah.
Shit.
I remember Ray, like his eyeballs came out and his tongue or something.
So many different excess characters that you can't even think about them right now.
Like Granny Gross.
Granny Gross.
Oh, yes.
There were just so many.
My brother was Ghostbusters and I was Turtles, so it was all in one household.
Now, I'll be honest. I didn't collect a lot of Ghostbusters. I had like a handful, but I could probably name almost every Ninja Turtle figure right now.
And go.
I always forget the name of the robot and turtle.
Metalhead?
Yeah, I always forget about that.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Mm-hmm. It's not, but I always forget it.
And then on NES, there was Mecha Turtle in the first game for Nintendo.
I did have Ecto-1 and a couple of the Ghostbusters, but I didn't go crazy with that.
First time I ever hung out with Steve Number One, played with Ghostbusters. Brought the firehouse over, brought some ooze or whatever came with it, the slime.
Scooter Pies?
Yeah. Speaking of the slime, my brother actually just told me a story about when we were kids, and this blew my mind because of how much the shit would be worth today.
Oh, yeah.
He went to KB Toys with my dad when we were kids, and he was reminiscing about this because we were going through his toys as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that my dad said you can either have the Ghostbuster ooze shit that they sold, their version of that stuff.
Yeah.
Or I'll get you three of these Bill and Ted action figures from the short-lived Bill and Ted cartoon.
Whoa.
Whoa.
He chose the ooze.
As anybody would.
Yeah.
And he's just thinking back now. He's like, even if I had those out of the package, somebody would spend money on that.
Yeah, maybe.
I can't imagine. What would they have aside from Bill, Ted, and Rufus?
Rufus.
They probably had a dog.
Yeah. Every cartoon had to have a dog.
I just remember making a huge mess with the ooze.
What? Yeah, oh, and stuff that came with the toys too, right?
Playing with you, pulling your pud.
Yeah, I remember having the ooze and using it on the firehouse, and it was just picking it out of everything.
Yeah, it was sticky shit.
It took about a half hour for the stuff to go from the top of the firehouse to the bottom.
It would just
slowly come down.
You know, it picked up every piece of dirt.
It's been about a half hour since I farted.
Wow.
Kev hates it.
Look at you!
What?
God.
Wow. That's some weird, wild stuff.
It's,
That is right at about the hour mark, about a minute shy.
You know that,
and then that stinks like shit, Ed.
You know what that makes me think?
Oh! Oh!
Kev doesn't smell it. You guys are liars.
No.
You know?
No, Kev, come on.
This is like, this is,
oh.
Would you guys say this is on level of poisonous gas?
Yes.
Like maybe you could almost kill a whole bunch of people with this? Would you, hold on. Seriously, would you say you could kill a bunch of people with this?
If you had enough of it, yes.
Like,
I don't know.
Like,
I think it's actually
like if this
funny.
Was like if this was today in 1978.
Fucking smell, fucking smells, fucking stinks, fucking reeks, fucking smells like shit.
Like if it was today in 1978,
it is shit, Austin.
In Jonestown, with Jim Jones, when he had to kill all of his disciples. Like this could have killed
bitch.
Them, right?
No,
we're gonna call that the Jim Jones.
The
part.
Only way anybody would die from this odor is from laughing too hard.
It smells bad.
It doesn't smell. Now it just smells like coffee.
It fucking reeks.
No, it's like in my nose.
Yeah.
I'm going to taste it tomorrow.
It's like
breakfast.
Embedded in your nose hairs.
I think it smells good.
Oh, it does not at all.
Kev doesn't smell it at all.
You really don't, Kev?
He just gets rid of the smell. I can tell what annoys Kev, though, because he gets instantly red.
Why would he get annoyed at a fart? What is he?
Someone? No, the red is the blood rushing
oh,
my
stinks,
face
still
to clog
stinks.
My nose to defend against it.
Still smells.
Did you tan today?
My red blood cells are attacked now.
You look really, really good. Yes.
You look good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Like your feet.
Thank you. I'm
tan. Nice legs.
Oh!
Shut up. I'm like you haven't smelled your own ass before.
No,
pig.
It stinks. It fucking stinks.
It smells good.
Stinks and it stinks.
Everyone else is laughing.
Yeah.
God damn, that smells bad.
We have a chat. Is anybody in the chat?
918 people killed in mass suicide in Jonestown today. 1978.
Another?
1978.
Mm-hmm.
The only other action figures that I had was G.I. Joe's.
Yeah.
I never had G.I. Joe's, just wrestling, Ninja Turtles, and Ghostbusters.
They do sell the original Ninja Turtles set again.
Yeah, they have the new ones. The new ones actually look pretty cool.
No, they have the old ones too.
Yeah, they have like classic. They have the classic line, and then they have the new ones that where they made them look goofy.
And
yeah.
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 And my son was like, can I have that? I'm like, yup.
Remember, you had to break the weapons off like their holders.
Yes,
like, with the plastic.
Yeah. The toys had the little
to keep it like solid.
That?
It was like part of the mold.
Yeah,
yeah. You had to break everything off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
remember they had that little sharp end. Little,
yeah.
Remember the extra weapons that they didn't really have, like the blade with just the handle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The comma and the what's it called?
Like a scythe
apostrophe.
Yeah. Well, you had the one that was like it was almost like half a hook sword.
I got it.
But it was like round. Yeah, we got that. but they were very rounded on the ends for some reason. And then there was the one that was just like the little, like, it almost looked like a dagger. Like, it looked like a...
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It was like a triangle.
Where they could just, like, hold on it and, like, it was like a cut. It was like a prehistoric cutting tool.
Yeah.
And they had ninja stars and stuff. Those were always cool.
Yeah.
And then there was the storage shell ones. And they came with extra weapons and you could keep them all in their shells.
Yeah, that was gay. Mm-hmm. That's when they started getting gay.
Yeah. I had the thing that they rode in the sewer. What was it called?
Cheapskate?
Yeah, I had the cheapskate. Mm.
I know all this shit. It's so sad.
No, that's not sad. You had it. You had it. You played with it. That was it.
And you still know it.
I still know it.
That's the all sad part.
Me and my friend Steve, not any of the Steves that we know, we stole Casey Jones from a kid in our block.
Oh, Casey Jones.
He was a little kid, and he had all the Ninja Turtles.
I bet.
So we were playing with him, and there was this like weird... I guess it was some kind of gas valve or something.
Oh, yeah. He said it was like a...
Yeah, it was like
you
a...
like threw him in
it
there?
Was like a little manhole that opened up, and there was just like a meter about like, you know, a foot down. That's all it was. It was like on the corner of the street. So we'd be playing with him, and we just opened it up and threw it in there. And then we're just like, where'd it go? He's like, what? I don't know. And so we helped him look for it for like a half hour.
Wow, what assholes.
And then he went home to his house to cry to his mother. And then we took it out and stole it.
Wow, you dick. You know, there are stories of people who murder people and then help others find those people.
Yeah.
And then they know that they murdered that person.
Yeah.
You basically did that to him.
Yeah. I saw a thing on... I was on Reddit today and somebody put a thing saying that they ran over their neighbor's cat.
Oh, man.
And then they helped them put up missing signs.
Oh,
the neighborhood.
Man.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's like ultimate guilt.
Was it Mikey?
Mikey, come back.
Do you know that whole story?
No.
Steve Jarrell had a cat named Mikey?
Nope.
And just up and left one day.
Yeah, up and left.
To go die.
Do you wonder why?
The infamous mama cat.
So now every time we see a stray cat, it's, oh, there's Mikey.
This is Mikey, come back.
So come the back, house Mikey. Was full of ants and cigarette smoke. Yeah. Oh, and outside was full of all kinds of weird gnats and mosquitoes.
I've told him that the cat left on purpose with a little hitchhiking bag.
Yeah, a little bindle. Yeah. Little kitty bindle.
Kitty bindle.
Filled with nine lives.
Speaking of weird bugs outside, I let my dog out. Well, about an hour and a half before I came over here, still a little bit of daylight left. And there was just a cloud of flying bugs outside. It was disgusting.
Why? It's like ice cold.
I don't know, but they were everywhere.
Locusts.
I thought I was like seeing things. Like I took my glasses off and I'm like rubbing my eyes and shit.
Cartoon.
Yeah. And I look again, I'm like, huh? What the I mean, what is that? It was like hundreds of these little bugs.
Was it by like a light or something?
No, they were just in the middle of the yard.
Just hanging out
together. Yeah. They're just like all over the place. I was just weird. Like, great.
They should be hibernating.
Get in the house right now.
Bugs. Right now.
So we got some stories.
I do.
We're going to take a break.
Do you want to take? We haven't taken
Before
a break.
We take a break.
We've been doing this for an hour right now.
We don't even need a break.
This day.
Yeah.
1988.
Uh-huh.
I was seven.
Ronald Reagan signs bill into law allowing death penalty for drug trafficking.
What?
Nice.
Uh-huh. Is that necessary?
Uh-huh. Have they ever used it?
Uh-huh. For drug trafficking?
Yeah, anytime a cop shoots a black guy.
Oh,
let's go to break.
Judge, jury, and executioner.
And these messages.
Well, I didn't have it up.
I guess Matt wants to take a break.
All right, fine. These messages will be right back.
Now this is a good song.
We had a lot of fun during the break.
Too much fun.
More fun than you could shake a dick at.
Oh, wait excellent. A minute. Playing with the cameras like little children.
We should have saved the fun for the show.
Yeah, now I'm all out of fun. I'm not having fun anymore.
We're plumb out of fun.
Plumb out.
We're going home.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I keeping you guys up?
Not me. That was just Steve.
Walmart. Oh, my goodness. Workers plan week of action ahead of major shopping day in response to... Okay, basically, they're planning a walkout in Walmart for Black Friday.
Cool.
Mm. That's racist.
Yeah, what's up with that?
What?
Why are they doing this?
Strikes and protests aimed at disrupting the retail giant Walmart during next week's Black Friday sales began on Thursday with walkouts at a number of stores and the promise of more actions in the lead up to what is traditionally the busiest shopping day of the year.
Fuck 'em.
The news comes amid controversy about plans by Walmart and other large chains to open Thanksgiving evening, kicking off a Black Friday a day early. That sucks for people who work at Walmart, I guess.
Target's doing the same thing.
So, well, the workers can't be with their families. It also comes as another strike has hit part of Walmart's warehouse supply chain in Southern California. Ooh, so they're trying to shut down Walmart.
Cute.
Oh, excuse me.
You can't shut down Walmart.
Whoa, it says Seattle Walmart worker Sarah Gilbert.
Wait a minute.
She's working at Walmart. Is that?
Yeah, it's...
That's her name, right?
Yeah, Sarah Gilbert's Darlene from Roseanne.
Yeah.
Who also looks like Steve's sister-in-law.
True.
Really?
True.
Yeah. She said she had taken the decision to go on strike to protest the fact that she could only make around $14,000 a year.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of money. I don't know what kind of money that is in Seattle, but I would imagine not
a lot.
Especially now that pot is legal there.
Cost of living is probably
it's about $500,000.
Is it legal there?
Washington two states now, State yeah. and Colorado.
Yeah.
I thought California.
That's medicinal.
Damn, medicinal.
We're talking recreational use.
Yeah, yes. Got it. Well, it's not that it's legal. They decriminalized it.
They decriminalized it state level, but
yeah.
Federal.
Still federal
toast you.
Mm-hmm. So Sarah Gilbert's complaining she can only make $14,000. That's not enough to support her and her boyfriend, who's an aspiring comic artist.
Oh, then it's
Which is like one of the hardest things to get into.
I think it's a bad joke.
And the fact that she's soon going to have a baby
and
then ruin the show.
Yeah.
I did see somewhere that, like, I think Target, they're allowed to open on Thanksgiving, but only after a certain hour.
Oh, only until Shane Douglas has to go home.
Yeah. I think, like, they can't open up.
He doesn't have family to go to.
Like, they can't open up until, like, 7 or 8 at night.
It's a tragic event of his life, getting a job at Target.
Well, you know what, though? Honestly, every Thanksgiving, I always have around, like, 5 o'clock, I'm just like, oh, what do I do now? Yeah. I used to actually go out to a diner with one of my friends every Thanksgiving for, like, 3 or 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
Even after we, like, were out of contact, she would call me and say, want to go to the diner? All right. And we would go to the Broadway Diner because they used to be open.
Yes.
Because they were open. They're open all the time.
A lot of places are open now on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And there would always be, like, high school football players there because they usually have a game.
Yep.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving and Christmas Day are, like, the fucking pits. Because for some reason...
Everybody likes to eat early.
Oh, you eat early. What time are we eating? 2 o'clock.
Nope.
Oh, what?
Nope.
Dinner?
Nope.
Is that late lunch? Like, what?
What's the point?
Because then you have all day to keep eating.
Yeah. No. There's only you can only eat for so long.
Prove it.
My family's never
eaten. I can
only
eat for so long.
My mouth keeps working.
I think the point of the early start is to continue eating different courses until you're dead.
But that never happens.
Yeah,
by 5
not
o'clock,
anymore.
Everybody's done. Mm-hmm. You want to leave your grandma's house or your uncle's house or wherever the hell you are.
Get the hell home.
You just want to go home and take a nap.
5 o'clock is about dessert time.
Wow.
Yeah.
My family's never eaten any earlier than, I want to say, 4:30 on Thanksgiving.
And they would have got a 2-hour. They would have started a 2, but Matt ate a little food. They had to recook it.
Exactly.
Recook it. Just shit it all out.
I
reform it.
You know what I meant, dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? Because I have a 21-pound bird and no one's coming over.
I'm going to my aunt's.
Did you bring it over here?
Okay.
Can you bring it with us? Both people here.
Okay.
What, you have nowhere to go?
No, we planned on having people over, but everybody bailed because of Sandy.
What do you mean because of Sandy? Sandy was 3 weeks ago.
I know.
What, is this like the new 9/11?
No. Because
9/11.
New
11? No, sorry,
no,
Sandy.
It's 11/6.
Yeah.
So, no, because I went up to my sister-in-law's during Sandy, which was... 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so they had enough of you?
Kind
of. Really?
No. It's just like, it's a far trip. It's like 4 hours.
Yeah, it's far, but everything's open now, and all the gas stations are good.
How many times you fart over there?
And then we were going to invite... I actually held one back since we've been back on air, because I didn't want to upset anybody.
Oh, because you want to build it up so you can get a good one before you get off the...
So, and then we were going to invite my parents over, but they're just going to sit and rot in their...
Why?
In their home.
Why aren't they going anywhere? Here's my question. Why aren't they going anywhere?
My dad will not leave the house.
Why?
Because you ever see the old mob style movies where they would cement your fucking shoes, cement your feet in a block and throw you in the ocean?
Yeah.
Well, he's got those cement blocks as shoes or feet all the time.
Like his
But no one ever threw him in the ocean.
Is anybody like checking for mold and stuff like that?
Under his back or something?
No. Anywhere. Like, because that can't be healthy, right?
Probably
not. All that stuff's ripped out already.
What ripped out? There's walls, aren't there?
They're all gone.
What, so it's just a big wide open, it's like a warehouse?
Yeah. It was a finished basement, and now it's no longer finished. Now it's just...
Oh, it's finished already.
Didn't the floors get wet, too?
The floors are concrete.
In the first floor.
Yeah.
The basement.
That's what he's asking about.
The basement.
Yeah, but then like.
What about the first floor when you walk into your house?
Everything above ground.
Nothing touched?
No. I have a full basement.
Okay.
He does. But it's
the
like.
The ceilings would be like taller than this.
Right.
Because there's 13 stairs, not 5.
Hmm.
Ooh, look at me. I got a full basement.
Excuse me. La-di-da.
Look, you only got these 5 stairs.
So the only
stairs.
Mold would be under his back.
I just don't.
So he won't come over.
And I guess in his refrigerator.
And I guess what the plan was okay, maybe my sister-in-law will come to us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that's not happening now. So now we just have this 21-pound turkey bird. And just
did you ask
four
them
or five
first?
People eating it. Yeah, well, the plan was either to go there or they come here. Now I guess neither's happening.
Oh.
And then my parents were invited. They're not coming.
Oh.
Then we started inviting friends, and they're not coming.
Oh.
I never got
invited. Yeah, I can't make it.
I didn't hear anything.
I think Jamie asked you.
No, she didn't.
She said something about you and Jim were going to her family's.
Yeah, well, I didn't get an invite.
Want to come over?
Well, no, I'm going to. But I'd appreciate it if I was invited. What?
We have a bird already, but it's only 6 to 10 pounds.
Okay, so I'll bring my 21
pounder. Why do you have a 21 pound bird?
Dude, if it's free for me.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I guess you get so many points for Chopper, you get a free bird.
Oh, yeah, right. One of those things.
Yeah, I did see the giant crate of frozen birds there.
Dude, it's humongous. There's literally nothing else in my freezer now except for this 21 pound bird.
Oh, God.
Like my waffles are just shoved in there.
Your waffles?
They're waffled in there.
Is it in the freezer?
Yeah. By the way, what's a blue waffle?
Oh, boy. Come on, we're talking about food. Don't bring
I brought up waffles. I have no idea what a blue waffle is.
Go on your phone and Google image it.
I believe they serve it at a lemon party.
Yes. I know what a lemon party is.
Oh, my goodness.
Those are fun.
Lemon parties.
So, Matt, maybe you're going to come over for some food then?
I'm going to my aunt's.
Yeah, but maybe you're not this week.
Maybe you're not.
I'm going to my aunt's.
Is Steve going over?
He wants to, but that doesn't mean he will.
Yeah, no, I know how that works. Exactly.
Yeah. And he actually asked me the other day. He's just like, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? I'm like, going to my aunt's. He's like, all right, I'd really like to go there. And I'm like, what does that mean? Does it mean you're going to go, or does it mean you just want to go and you're going to not, and you're just going to drink? We got to make a choice here. It's your decision. It's now.
Well,
hey.
Stop. He's not here to defend himself. Well, he must have a reason.
I don't know. I don't know if he's going to come over or not.
I say we open up the pool in the back there. And nice. We have a big party here.
Bring the bird to my aunt's house, dude, and just add to the fun.
Yummy.
Seriously. He's thinking about it.
Thinking about how I get away from my family.
Then your kids can play with
my aunt's
kids.
I mean, there's five
kids.
Of you. It's not like you don't have a...
Dude, you can see
not
my...
the same.
You can see my 8-year-old cousins performing textbook suplexes.
So they're suplexing textbooks?
Yes.
Do they have...
No, my 8-year-old cousins are like... ridiculously skilled at sports, and like they're just highly impressive.
And fake sports too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, no, they're really good at like basketball and soccer and stuff.
It's
baseball
entertainment.
But they were like, you know, I was over there a couple weeks ago, and they were like, Matthew, check this out. And they go in the living room because their cousin was coming over, so they had all the air mattresses like laid out, and I see them get ready for a suplex. I'm like, oh god. And
Matt, that's when you're supposed to stop them.
Well, my aunt was standing right there with me. Oh, she wasn't stopping them either.
Okay, good.
So I'm like, guys, because I knew it was going to be interesting. I'm like, guys, you know, you got to be careful with this, you know, picking up each other. And they like to kick and punch, and they really hit each other hard. Not like wrestling. and the, you know, they're twins, but one of them is a little bigger than the other one. And he does all the power moves, and the other one does all of the high flying stuff. He suplexes the smaller one perfectly, better than most guys in
Steve number one.
No, better than most guys in NWS right now.
Wow,
and that's not an exaggeration. You know how usually when you'll
also
see
not
like
hard to do.
What?
It's also not hard to do.
Yeah, well, not when you're a full grown adult. They're,
like,
they're 8 years old.
Yeah, they're like 40 pounds.
So I see him pick him up, and immediately when you see like young teenagers do suplexes. They don't have any concept of like working together, yeah, and like how to like post and like, you know, position themselves, and it turns into what I call the crumpleplex,
yeah,
where they both go fetal right as they leave the ground, and they just kind of roll over and they like laugh and they think it's great. Nope, my cousin stood completely like leg straight, and the other one posted like he was friggin' Shawn Michaels, and he like delay suplexed his brother.
Nice.
I was blown away.
You got to teach him how to do a brain buster now.
I really was totally blown away by it. I was like, I was just like standing there, just like.
Whatever you do, if Steve comes over for Thanksgiving, don't let him brain bust.
Yeah,
your nephews, because he'll stunt their growth.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was really impressed by them. They're definitely.
By
natural.
The way, Steve denies that story to this day,
he does.
And it was completely 100% true.
He always says that the dog was a smaller breed of collie to begin with,
and it's not
he
true.
Gets all scientific on it.
It's not true. I mean, literally, the its hind legs like scratched the popcorn ceiling on the way down, or stucco ceiling.
I remember when he would do the suplexes to his dogs. This is legit. He would suplex. his animals because he couldn't suplex us.
I mean, you've heard that story, right, Kev?
No.
But I would always remember, like, as the dog would go up, I would remember their legs, like, jerking and shaking in the air because they don't want to leave the ground.
But there was no sell from the dog except for the bark.
It would just hit and roll, and he would hear,
and they would run.
Yeah.
And then Steve would die for it, you know?
Yeah, he would. He would laugh.
And if you ever want to get him severely pissed off, play him in NHL 95. And then goaltend with it.
Yeah.
Goaltend against him, and he gets mad pissed.
Goaltend. Yes.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Oh.
That's it? You don't want to make fun of Steve number one?
I feel like we covered that already.
Yeah. I feel like we could actually, like...
We probably could do a whole show.
We probably could do, like, a whole show as in, like, a whole concept.
We could probably do it, like a whole month straight.
Steve Toberfest.
Steve Toberfest.
Yeah. I got a couple more things to go.
All right, let's hear it.
Here.
He said stress.
In honor of the Twinkies going away, I have the top 10 iconic junk foods in no particular order. And this is a one at a time list, so I can't see the whole list, so we can't do guessing. We're just gonna have to go one at a time and see if we agree on whatever we want to shove in there, whatever. Of course, the first one on the page is of course
Twinkies, and I'm not a big Twinkie fan.
I love them, but and I talked about this on the show as a fat man, a former fatter man, but still a hefty fat man. It's hard buying Twinkies.
I brought this up at work the other day.
Yes, and it's true. Like, if you're a fat guy and if you feel like a fat guy, the last thing you want to do is go to a cash register and hand, you know, some teenage girl $5. A box of Twinkies and say, you know, I'd like to buy these and eat them all.
I have never eaten a Twinkie that I've purchased.
I have. I've done it. I've sucked it up and been like, you know what?
Wow.
I want those fucking Twinkies.
Whoa.
But I've purchased them with many other things as well.
How many
you like hide it in there? You like cover the Twinkie box up with yeah. other
Roger, he gets Twinkies and,
like,
then celery and lettuce and water.
Make it a Twinkie salad.
Now how many that one beeped twice. Hold on a second. Did you? Oh, what is this?
Can I get a price check on Twinkies for this guy?
Do you want this in a separate bag for the ride home, sir?
Yeah, she just hands it to you. Like if you buy gum, they'll just hand it to you.
How many Twinkies?
Sticker on it.
I just get the 2 packs. Three if they're buy two.
Oh, the little
three.
Like ones that are on the little stand, like little,
yeah.
You don't get like a full box.
I don't get like the full box.
I couldn't tell you the last time there were Twinkies in a house that I saw. Like actually, like wow, you guys have Twinkies? Like no, nobody does that.
My mother will get the box of the individual Hostess cupcakes.
Okay,
she likes them, but it'll take a couple weeks to get through them. You know,
those I've purchased on my own.
Yeah, they are something, good. Something. I don't mind those, but Twinkies is
there's
like,
something more socially acceptable about buying the cupcakes over the Twinkies.
Yeah.
Twinkies have such a bad name.
They do, yeah.
Because they're straight up bad for you.
It's fried cake with like, cream inside.
It's like antimatter.
It is. Yeah, and it can never be duplicated.
Yeah.
Even if Bimbo buys Hostess, it's not going to taste
Bimbo!
The same.
Now, Kev, are you a Twinkie guy?
I mean, they're good. I can't even think of the last time I've actually bought any type of like those cakes
at all, like any of those cakes.
Not even like a vending machine.
Nah,
no.
I fuck with like a honey bun or a
cosmic
brownie once in a while.
Cosmic brownie.
Otherwise, no.
Mm. Cosmic brownies are good.
Yeah.
See, like I don't dislike Twinkies. I just never went out of my way to eat them.
Every once in a while, just
like I would grab the Suzy Q's or something before Twinkie or Devil Dog or Funny Ball.
Devil dogs. Are the worst.
If you don't have milk.
Absolute worst. It's two fucking pieces of dry cake.
It is.
Really fucking dry cake with a little bit of cream in the middle.
I wonder what the devil is on that.
You need a Swiss roll.
A Swiss roll
has a nice... The chocolate outside's good, and there's a lot of icing in
there.
And the cake in the Swiss roll stays nice. And
it's moist. Nice. Yes.
The devil dog, it's just fucking chocolate sawdust.
You just
and then as soon as you bite it, all the cream just leaks out of the side anyway. Yeah.
You know what I really like?
Yodels.
No, actually, I don't.
That came out so perfect.
Yodels. Yodel. Yodel fire.
Yodels are pretty good.
Yodels are pretty good?
Yodels. Actually, I like yodels over Swiss rolls.
No, you know the oatmeal cookies with the
cream in the middle?
Who, what? It's like a chick. What's her name?
Little Debbie.
Little Debbie? That's them. Those things are fucking phenomenal. And I love them.
No, you don't.
I do.
Well, there's Drake's Cakes. There's Little Debbie. Little Hostess.
Debbie's. Little Debbie's.
Tasty Cake.
Whoops, a daisy. Yeah,
the little, tasty the cake, little. That's all in the same thing, right?
Tasty Cake is in Philly, right?
That's not a relation to them?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. So we'll get the Sunny Doodles, though?
Sunny Doodles? Where's Sunny Doodles?
You never seen there's a vanilla cupcake with
Sunny,
cream in
the
middle.
That's what they're called?
Yeah.
You have to take care of something, Derek.
Derek, get there and beat some ass.
I just hear yelling.
Yeah. I think because he tried to open the door, so they're trying to put the smack down.
Oh, he didn't get low enough.
Yeah, Matt, do you have internet availability here?
Yeah, what do you need?
Since Eric's out.
Look up
Sunny Doodles.
All right.
I'm pretty sure it was...
Let's get some use out of our screen region.
It is a vanilla fucking cupcake with cream in it.
Hold on a second.
And then chocolate ones were the Yankee Doodles.
Give me a second.
Right?
Give me a second.
Dude, you're...
Man.
This isn't
screen
my,
region.
This is my place.
This is like what I did.
I bought like... I bought like pudding pie. Those things were fucking
like
awesome.
Like Table Talks?
No, Sunny, no, they had the ones
like
in the,
S-U-N-N,
the
bags. Sunny Doodle.
Yeah,
I think they were Drake's as well, but it was just like the little pie thing.
I was never a fan of these.
Yes,
because they're just kind of like
I can't see it.
A slightly higher.
We
end
need the computer screen.
Twinkie.
Oh, those are Drake's. Those are gone.
Fuck, man.
Drake's cakes are gone.
Sunny Doodles are actually quite delicious.
Done. Oh, it's just like a cream-filled cupcake.
Yeah, but it's the white version.
It's yeah. It's pretty much like a...
You mean the superior version?
Yes. Yeah.
It's pretty much
now
like
go
a,
to Yankee Doodles.
Higher end...
Now go to Yankee Doodles.
You know what I'm talking about, Matt? The fruit pie, pudding pie, those things?
The ones they're like a hard
like a
crusted...
Little bag, yeah.
With the sugar on it.
The old, the old chocolate custard ones.
Yeah.
They got rid of those.
Oh, my God. Yeah, now I remember it. I want one.
And yes, yes. And that they still have the lemon pie and the cherry pie.
Cherry's good.
But the chocolate custard was so fucking good.
Yes.
It was unbelievable.
They had a Boston
cream version,
too. The
chocolate was so cold, and the chocolate was almost purple. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was like a really, like...
Almost purple.
It was.
It was like veiny.
It was so fucking good.
Dude, they did make a Boston cream version of those, too.
And what are we looking up here?
Yankee Doodle. Not the song.
Yankee Doodle candy. Oh, these cakes.
No.
One?
No. It should just be cupcakes.
Oh yeah, this is the vanilla version.
It's the chocolate version. And now this
well,
is
these to me are like the default.
They were doing the news stories. Of course, it's been all over the news about the Twinkies, and they're fucking running some of the like man on the street kind of stuff where they're talking to people about it.
Yeah.
And there is a van with two black guys in it, and they're driving by, and a reporter's like, they used to stop in to make sure they got their fill of Twinkies.
Wow.
And then it goes to like the audio of them, and the guys like. Yo, we stopped to get them cakes. We can't live without these cakes.
What were those things called? The ones we were talking about before? The cherry pie and the lemon pie. What were they called?
I still remember being called like fruit pie.
They're pies.
Pudding pies.
Hostess fruit pies?
Yeah.
Well, say goodbye. Yeah, they are.
Look for the Boston cream one and make me not.
Oh, boy. Pudding pie.
Oh.
Pudding pie.
I hate you all.
Fuck
with
me.
Pudding pie. How do you like that?
Pie.
You want that? You want that pudding pie right there?
No, find the Boston cream version
okay.
now. Remember these, Derek?
Fruit pie.
What, did your son punch you in the face?
Yeah. Punched him right in the nose.
Remember these, Derek? Fruit pies, cherry pies, lemon pies, apple pies. Do you remember the custard versions?
What?
There's different kinds.
Yes.
We're trying to find. I'm trying to find the Boston cream one.
Okay, here.
Make sure I'm not a liar.
If these don't exist anymore, this is what's going to bum me out.
There's got to be one
because,
at a fucking store.
Because I get really fucked up, and when the bar lets out, we go to the deli in Keensburg. We buy a sandwich. We buy subs, and then I always get one of these things, too.
Yeah.
And if they're gone, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, let's go through this list here. So we got Twinkies first. Next, we have Cheese Puffs. It just says in general, cheese puffs. But basically, they're talking about
cheese
like puff cheese doodles.
I like
Hostess
cheese doodle.
You're a crunchy guy?
Sucks. Yeah.
I do prefer Cheetos. crunchy blazing.
I can't do Cheetos. I will if they're there, but if I have a choice in the matter, I'll get a crunchy cheese doodle.
Yeah, I guess you
can't do the puff.
Yeah.
Right here, what I have on the screen, the Hostess pudding pie was so good.
But there is a Boston cream version, which is better.
Oh, this one was the largest.
With the puff, I feel like I just end
up. Looks like Derek's hand, by the way.
With cheesy dust caked in my teeth after.
Cheesy dust. I do prefer the balls over the.
Whoa.
Over the stems.
Over the shit.
Planters used to make a wicked cheese puff, cheese ball. Planters cheese balls when they were in like a tall can.
Yes. Delicious.
You're so good.
I actually know somebody that I've hooked up with that their nickname when they were a kid was called Cheese Ball Butt.
Cheese Ball Butt?
Yeah. Live with that.
Ball. What did that mean?
I don't know. Have you ever smell your fingers after eating cheese balls?
Nope.
Ew. Yeah, see? The reaction.
One time when my cousin first started driving, I wasn't driving yet. We drove, I don't remember where.
Neptune.
Brazil. Was that Cost Cutters?
Hamburger. Oh.
We went to Cost Cutters. Yeah.
Cost Cutters.
And they had Planters cheese balls for like a dollar. A thing for a dollar. And they were usually like $1.99.
And the tins.
And the tins, yeah, with the thing that opened
the
up.
The foil.
So I got them. I'm like, oh, it's so cheap. And I sat there and I ate them. Like, I ate a whole thing.
Mm.
And I didn't feel good.
No.
And I looked at it and they were like a couple months expired.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that's why they're so cheap. They're bad. And my stomach was going crazy. And I started farting in her car. And it smelled so bad.
Oh.
Well, hold on. She was driving.
Then you went back and bought more.
Her car.
Her car. She was driving.
Female.
Yes. My cousin. So she was driving me home and I was farting. And every time she farted, we had to open up all the windows.
Because
it smelled so bad.
That poor girl.
And she's like grossed out, laughing because I'm laughing.
Yeah.
So she drives me home. And like, and just before I open the car, I'm just like, you know, oh no. And I just leave the car and close it. And so she pulls out and she's driving away, screaming out the window. She's like, no, no. And then finally she calls me when she gets home. She had to stop at the Wilson Avenue Deli.
Oh, yes.
Pull the car over. She had to get out of the car because she was dry heaving because it was so bad. And like you, a bunch of people came over to see if she was okay.
You dropped a mushroom cloud of rancid cheese dust in her car.
Yes.
Cheese dust.
And I farted the rest of the night just like that. My whole room stunk. It's kind of like a fucking locker room.
Kind of like tonight.
And when she was at the Wilson Avenue Deli, she heard in the wind, extra banger.
Do you realize how much cooler Derek used to be before he had this problem?
Yeah. Cost Cutters. I have fond memories of Cost Cutters.
I never went in there much.
Cost Cutters had a little alcove with some arcade machines in it. They had Ninja Turtles. They had Sunset Riders. And they had the Combat Tribes, which was a fun one, too. And they also had a very strange, obscure selection of toys that I enjoyed. They'd have, like... They were the kind of place, like, I don't know if you remember another local reference, the H&R Variety.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. H&R Variety would have, like, toys that were discontinued.
They had
because
toys
they had tons of them.
From the Kevin Costner Robin Hood.
Wow.
For, like, a decade after the movie was...
Remember the Willow figures?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had every
all
one
that
of them.
Stuff.
Every single Willow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were, like, cheap as shit.
Yeah.
And you could literally, like, if your parents were feeling generous, you could get all of them at once.
Yeah.
They were these little figurines that you couldn't really play with them. They were just like on stands and stuff. And they were just like, you know, non-posable. But Cost Cutters would have like G.I. Joes. Sometimes you would go in and you'd be like looking through and it'd be like fucking the new ninja ones and like the multicolored ones. They were all yay and shit. And so they started getting really bad. Yeah. But then all of a sudden you're going through and you're like, Destro? What? Like Destro from 1988?
Here?
I'm buying this.
That and also Branch Brook used to sell.
Branch Brook. Wrestlers.
Random stuff.
Yeah,
and the wrestlers, they had a good selection of wrestlers.
And
nobody went in there to get them.
Nobody went in to get the toys.
That was the only place I could find Ted DiBiase with the $1 million belt and the black tux, the first one.
But by like 91, when they started at like 89, that the Hasbro line.
What was that, Steve?
When they would release those toys, when they released the series, like say they went to series 2, they would stop releasing series 1. Like that was it. The factory didn't make them anymore. And but you could go to a place like Branch Brook and say you broke one of them, you had a good chance of finding like Axe from Demolition, like just there. Meanwhile, they're selling, he's not even in the company anymore. You know, and that's what I liked about those little places. You always had to
East Coast Liquidators also had a
Didn't they sell clothes there?
Yes.
This was in Hazard, right?
We're here with called the East Coast Liquid Shitters.
Oh my god. Enough, Flyer.
What do you mean enough?
Lion.
Liquid Shitters.
I got pants from there.
We would go in there and we would be able to find wrestling toys, but it would always be ones where the box was crushed or bent or something like that, but they were all there and cheaper
like
than
where they
places.
Open the box with the box cutter, there'd just be a line.
Yeah.
Another KB toy reference. Several years after the Hasbro line was done completely, like they were doing maybe even the Jax figures. Yeah. I went in there. I think I went in there with like my sister. It had to be like the mid-90s. And, you know, we're, like, looking through the toys, and I'm like, oh, I look at the wrestling figures and stuff. I'm like, eh, these look like shit. And then all of a sudden, I like, catch, like, out of the peripheral vision the old WWF logo.
Card,
and I'm like,
what?
What? It was the two-pack Demolition Smash and Crush for, like, cheap. Like, it would have been, like, $10 back then. It was, like, $4.99 or something like that. I was like, I'll take that, thank you.
Because
I just wanted them. They had the masks.
What else you got on this list of food?
Well, after, we have moon pies.
Oh, yes.
I like moon pies. Now, that's a graham cracker with the marshmallow, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing as a scooter pie.
That's also what Derek used to call the food that Steve number one would have at his house. It was actually the scooter pies. And Derek would always say, did you eat any moon pies?
moon pies were better than scooter pies.
It was cardboard with like mush in the middle.
Which was better than scooter pies. Mm.
There was a guy at work that ate moon pies every day. And without getting too detailed.
Go detailed.
He basically, there was a drum of waste liquid, right? That was supposed to, you know, for chemicals and
was
stuff.
It your toilet?
No. It was a drum. And then we would, you know, seal up the drum and put it away. Every once in a while, we would get a tanker that would take all of our waste and send out to be burnt.
Why don't you just do that?
What?
With your own.
With my own waste?
Yes.
They wouldn't
just
want
sit
it.
On a drum and just shit in the drum. And
well,
then
sometimes,
like, okay,
sometimes what they'll do is they'll actually sell it to companies and they use it for potpourri.
Why don't you do that?
Oh, de Derek.
No pourri.
Wow.
I was at one time in charge of sucking up all of these waste drums.
Oh.
And I had a pump, which was really shitty, and it would do it into this big road tanker. So I'd be sitting there, and the thing clogged. I'm like, oh. And it sucks because this stuff stinks. It's everything in the plant all in one big, giant tote, and I'm sucking it out. So I'd have to go through the pump, and I'm looking through. And there's a fucking moon pie wrapper. And I'm like, fucking Mike, and it's goddamn moon pie. So then I do it again, and all of a sudden, it's what the heck? What now? Another moon pie wrapper. Every day he had a moon pie, and he would take the wrapper and he would put it in the drum next to him. And then I'm trying to suck it up, and I'm getting these moon pie wrappers in my pump. So I had to install like a filter on the pump to catch the moon pie wrapper.
What?
Oh. Horrible.
What?
Hours.
He couldn't put that in like a bag that he would take home and throw out at home.
He couldn't just put it in the garbage that was 2 feet away from him. Yep. And you're not even supposed to be eating stuff on the chemical production floor.
That doesn't sound good.
No.
Anyway,
so
I used to know a Native American prostitute named Moon Pie.
Nice.
I used to dance under that name. After this, we have, and this is a very, these are all generic, donuts. Donuts.
Just straight up donuts?
Donuts?
These are, no, donuts.
You
just any kind of donuts.
Some kind of specific donuts.
Well, it's saying top 10 iconic junk foods.
Okay, that works.
So, like, Twinkies is in a category by itself. Donuts are donuts.
Yeah.
You know, no matter where you get them, whether it's Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts, whatever.
Dank
or just plain old.
Entenmann's.
Yeah, Entenmann's. Yeah, the chocolate covered
donuts.
Good
old Bear Claws.
With the little ratchets on them.
Yeah. Bear Claws and Moose Knuckles.
The next one, they're getting a little more specific here now, McDonald's French fries.
Oh.
You know, they are good.
Yeah.
You know, they were good.
They're still good.
Mm, they're different now.
They're still
I prefer Wendy's.
I like the sogginess in the Wendy's.
Yeah, I like
I don't like when they're so soggy that they taste like uncooked potato.
No.
But usually they're pretty good.
I like them when they're soft, not soggy.
Ew, yeah.
Soggy's no good.
I like them like, you know, firm on the outside.
A little rubbery.
And
Matt
like
when they bend over his fingers.
I don't want potato chips.
I don't even know what that means.
What?
Like when he picks them up, like it just bends.
Oh, it just flops over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind if they stick straight out as long as they're soft in the middle.
We're talking about French fries, right?
I'm talking about penis.
Basically, you're talking about fresh off the fucking, fresh out of the fryer fries.
Yeah, but not over fried. Yeah.
When I pick up Wendy's for work, there's this one guy we like. Well, I don't know if we do. I like to call him John Leguizamo.
Oh, yeah. We talked about him several times. Skunk Man.
Skunk Man.
Right?
Skunk Man.
How did you remember that?
Skunk Man.
That's what I'm talking about. He's the man. And he always gives me nice fresh stuff when I come in.
Oh, good.
That was weak.
I didn't do anything.
You failed.
So, what's next?
You're farting.
What's next is... Oh, this is good. Excuse me. Chipwich.
Yeah.
The Chipwich. Nice. Ice cream between two cookies. I'm sorry. Yes, between two cookies with chocolate chips on the outside.
Yep.
You had to get through it quick, otherwise the cookie would begin to stick to your fingers.
Yes. I didn't mind that, because then you get to eat the cookie off your fingers.
Yes.
You fucking pig.
Yeah.
Yes.
So your last bite, it's just all mushy, so you just kind of put it in your mouth and just scrape your teeth on your fingers.
Oh. I got to admit, I'm not a Chipwich fan.
No?
And actually, I can shit on Chipwich with something even better.
Really?
What's that?
Flying saucers.
Oh. Mm, I like the Chipwich because it was softer. The flying saucers cookie was too hard. Mm.
I like that hard cookie.
I did it all
like
for
a
the
good
hard
Chipwich.
I did eat an entire box of ice cream sandwiches once.
Ice cream sandwiches, I would say,
and this
they
is
trump Chipwiches.
If you asked me like about ice cream, never would an ice cream sandwich come to my mind. But if there's a box of ice cream sandwiches, there's no stopping me.
You're going to house those things.
Yeah. I literally ate an entire box when I was skinny, and then I became fat.
That's what did it.
Put them
it helped for sure.
Turkey Hill... chocolate vanilla ice cream sandwiches, because not only is the ice cream
fuck the chocolate.
No, not only is the ice cream chocolate and vanilla, so is the cookie surrounding.
You're not a chocolate fan, Derek?
I just like a vanilla ice cream sandwich with chocolate cookie.
Yeah,
chocolate.
The Clashark. And I even like the freeze dried kind, the astronaut ice cream.
Well, try a Turkey Hill one time, Derek.
I need some astronaut ice cream.
I need a lot of.
They have it at Old Navy. Yeah.
I want
remember the old days we used to do the show and then we would just go out and eat the things we talked about? Yeah.
Well, like we would go to White Castle after
every show.
Every show.
And we did two shows a week.
And we did.
I'm surprised we're not dead. Okay, next.
You know, I could eat a lot of White Castle burgers.
How many?
Really? How many in an hour?
At least 3 dozen.
3 dozen.
Next is something that I've never had in my life.
Oh, boy.
Pork rinds.
I have had pork rinds, and they are disgusting.
Really?
I disagree.
I can see Kev being a pork rind.
What is it? I don't even really know what it is.
It's essentially like a fried, puffed out pig skin.
Is it?
It's like an ear.
Imagine
the fatty skin of a pig and fry it and even more fat.
Yes.
Yeah. Pork rinds have no regions of health consciousness.
They're absolutely disgusting.
On the contrary, I'd say it's a thing with some people who work out frequently and need high protein. Like if you find like a low fat pork rind and it does exist, its protein content is high enough that it's worth, you know, as long as you don't overindulge on it.
That's the kind of thing like where people say that, you know, wine has antioxidants in it. You can also get that from somewhere else in a lot safer manner.
Yeah, like orange juice.
Well, wine's not bad. It has antioxidants. It's like, okay, well, so does...
Dark chocolate.
Grape juice. You know, like, why don't you just drink that instead?
Yeah.
Yeah, pork rinds are gross.
Yeah, but wine also thins the blood, too.
Pork rind?
Pork rind. But
pork rind's no worse than, like... a fucking cheese ball, but you actually know where it came
they're
from.
They're not big around here. That's what it is.
I've actually tasted it and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Midwest, southern.
But yeah, I know what trumps a pork rind.
You get some smoky barbecue on a pork rind, it's delicious.
Choco taco. They're amazing.
Next, technically number 8, though I don't really think these are in any particular order. Snickers.
I love a good Snickers, man.
Would you say Snickers is iconic?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if you're going to say Snickers is iconic, then you got to throw in Milky Way and Baby Ruth.
Why?
Everybody, because I feel like they're all at the same level.
Yeah.
I feel like they're at the same level, and it's just a matter of preference.
Snickers is way higher than that.
The Milky Way?
Yes.
Snickers is like the...
Snickers has a huge, huge following. It's like fucking pot.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
Not even following one. I guess it's one of those brands where if you think candy bar, you also
you think Snickers.
Like you'd think Snickers before Milky Way or anything. Like
huge some, advertising candy.
Snickers is like the Nike of candy bars.
Yeah,
yeah, it really is.
I guess because I never really cared for nuts. I just never.
How many Milky Way commercials do you think you see? Think of the most. Oh, remember that Milky Way commercial with this? No, you don't, because it doesn't happen. Snickers has a lot of fucking commercials.
Though Snickers is the diaper Pamper of candy bars, because like Pampers is just a name brand. It's not what it is. It's a diaper.
No, Snickers. No, people don't just call candy Snickers.
Okay, you got me burned.
People will
you
say, like,
I don't even know what the hell you were talking
about. Did you get Pampers for the baby? Oh, no, we don't use Pampers. We use Love's.
You want a Snickers? Yeah.
No,
well,
the
here's
Pampers.
The Milky Way.
Yeah, you know, no, the Pampers. You mean the diapers? The Pampers. No, the diapers. We did a whole bit on this.
Yeah.
Remember?
Actually, black people call them Pampers more often.
Where one particular brand takes over an entire concept. And people just call it that.
If you say to somebody, "Get me Pampers," and they just bring you a generic diaper, that's fine. If you say to somebody, "Get me a Snickers," and they come back with something that's not a Snickers, there's going to be a problem.
It's like,
there's
going to be a fucking throwdown. I didn't ask for this.
Yeah, like I asked for a Snickers, and they come back with like
where there's
Skittles.
Original
or a Charleston Chew.
But if you say the word candy bar, you automatically
Sugar
assume
Daddy?
Snickers.
No,
I don't. When I think of candy bar, I'll probably.
I
think
actually
of,
think Hershey bar.
I think of a Hershey bar.
Yeah, exactly. But the because it's just a
and
piece
I don't
of
particularly.
Chocolate.
I don't really like Hershey bars, but when I think
Hershey bars have to have the almonds in them.
But again, Hershey's are by default just chocolate. It is just a chocolate bar, whereas like Snickers has multiple ingredients in it. I would say that Hershey's definitely gets the nod.
But I tell you what, I don't eat nuts. I don't like peanuts in things.
Oh, so you don't like Mr. Good bars?
No, but I will eat a Snickers. Chunky. I will eat a Snickers because they have.
Oh, I like Chunkies with the raisins in it.
See a big gross bug on the wall.
Really?
Yep. There. Right up on the top left there.
Not even that
Matt,
big.
Do you realize what you could do to that
so
thing?
So small.
I think Kev could snort that thing.
I would fuck that thing
from here. All right, moving on. Pepperoni pizza.
Okay. Well,
if you want to say pepperoni alone,
why can't it just be pizza?
Oh, I don't know. I guess, you know what? Because it's iconic, because if you just show a pizza, it may not.
I'll tell you why it is, but go ahead.
Well, because like if you think of a pizza, they're going to show you a pepperoni pizza.
Sure.
So you know exactly what it is.
Highly appealing.
The image of the pepperonis, it gives it more contrast.
Mathematical. I don't think so.
It's mathematically appealing. Yes. There's also the fact that a lot of pizza places charge less for a pepperoni pizza than a plain.
What? I've never heard of anywhere that does that.
But my thing in general, though, is pepperoni is the most famous topping.
Yeah.
But when I think pizza, I think of just
cheese.
Well,
I mean, look at Little Caesars.
Yeah.
They're giving away, they have pepperoni pizzas ready to go.
Yep.
For $5.
Yeah.
So you can walk in there and for $5 get a pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni pizzas are
from Little Caesars.
Yeah, from Little Caesars.
Yeah.
I love Little Caesars.
Which can kill you instantly.
But I'm talking like I've seen in many different pizza places where a pepperoni pie is like a few cents, not a few cents, but like a quarter less.
Not even that.
Than a plain pie.
Like I'm gonna do a Google thing.
Oh boy.
I'm just gonna Google image.
Yeah. By the way, I've never been to Bertucci's.
No.
Is that any good?
I've been there 3 times in my life, I think, I want to say. And I was never impressed once.
There? Okay, look, I just Googled pizza. Look at all the pepperoni.
Even the animated pizza.
Yes.
Pepperoni.
So if you're looking
for
the first
one that comes up is.
No, the first one that comes up is a pepperoni ring system around Earth.
Saturn.
But
Earth pizza.
I would say like 90% of these are pepperoni pizzas.
More than 90%.
Yeah.
I see one plane.
Yeah, there's a plane.
The plane is also the first actual pizza you see.
What?
Scroll to the top.
Well,
the first actual pizza you see is a plain pizza.
Fine.
Okay.
Well, look, then pepperoni.
Yeah.
Okay. Supreme.
Almost the entire
pepperoni,
line.
Pepperoni.
Hey, the one you just put the cursor over is the one I used for the Paris Hilton picture.
This one?
That one below it.
But case in point, pepperoni pizza is more popular than regular pizza.
It's visually striking.
Yes.
So it's going to be, if you have a cartoon and someone gets a pizza, they're going to have pepperoni in it.
Here's another good point. Any other topping on a pizza looks like a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Pepperoni pizza looks awesome.
No,
from afar,
it looks awesome. Oh,
like,
yeah.
You can see it from afar.
Those little meatballs look great.
I love meatballs.
I like olives on it.
I will never order a plain pizza. If I go, I go anywhere and people are like, "Oh, we're getting pizza. What do you want?" I'm like, "Oh, I'll get a pepperoni."
You just did it today.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm like, "What do you want? Toppings? Pepperoni."
Pepperoni.
All right, I'll do absolutely. Half pepperoni.
I'm actually kind of a fan of pineapple on pizza.
What
too.
The fuck is this? Okay. Eggo.
Oh God.
Ew.
Eggo. Oh, I remember
strawberry
this.
Strawberry pizza.
Yes. What? Breakfast pizza. It was like fruit and icing on like a pastry that you put in the microwave.
I got to ask the marketing purpose on it. Look at Turbo Pizza on the left. Is it necessary to have some like slutty girl holding the pizza box like
a
cartoon?
It's a slutty cartoon, though.
It doesn't matter.
I
that's
don't
the
think
point.
Slutty when I see that.
Maybe,
it's a slutty
maybe
girl.
That's a caricature of the
how
girl
she's
that works
slutty.
There.
She's just like a MILF.
She wants no, to take that pizza. Slutty pizza.
I hate like, that extra like, cheese, the cottage food. Cheese or whatever they throw on a fucking pizza.
Cottage cheese?
Oh, no. It's usually fresh mozzarella.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Cottage
I hate
cheese.
The white fucking shit.
I do like a margarita pizza a little bit.
You fucking drunk.
The last one on the list here.
Oh.
Doritos.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to admit, chips are my weakness in life.
Okay.
Chips are pretty
hey,
good.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve, watch this.
Hey, Derek, where'd you get this list? List that suck.com.
Oh, get me with that.
Wow. High five. I wish. Guys, can you do that again?
Actually, no.
Oh. One more time up top? Thank you.
Chips in general, what they've done with the flavorings is amazing.
Okay, yeah. They have. They're well, really,
all, Jamie,
really good ones.
Jamie got the Lay's BLT chips.
Oh, those are
you
good.
Can, yeah, you can literally taste like mayo and mm-hmm. tomato sure. and bacon.
Mm-hmm. It's all in there.
My favorite is the spicy sweet chili. It's just amazing. Okay. But it tastes really like good. You are swimming in a vat of chili.
I'm still recovering from the burn you guys just gave me.
I want to bring up, was Cheetos mentioned on there?
No, just cheese puffs.
Okay,
general.
Cheese puffs. Okay, so that's Cheetos falls in the category. Whenever I go to Long Island to do a tournament, those things that I do from you know time to time, the guy that runs the event out there for I want to say 3 events in a row for whatever reason, and I don't know why he did this, but he would come up to me with a bag of Cheetos because Cheetos is like the fat nerd snack.
Yeah.
Because
they like cheese.
I guess, but like, you always think about like, oh boy.
What?
You always think about like, you know, the cheese getting on the fingers and stuff, you know. Yep. And all that. But here's the thing. He would approach me with the bag of Cheetos as if I've ever told him that I like Cheetos and that I really would like to have a bag of Cheetos every time I come out there. But he would hold the bag up to me like, next to his head, kind of, with, like, that look on his face, like, yeah, I got a bag of Cheetos.
Shooka, shooka, shooka.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's right here.
Come here, Matthew.
And you can have this bag of Cheetos, and all you got to do is take it from me. And like, he would give me the Cheetos, and there was one time he gave me 2 bags, little portable snack ones, and I just, like, took them, like, to be nice, and then I put them in my car, and they stayed in the car until the next time I went there, and he gave me another bag of Cheetos that time. And I was just like, oh, yeah, great. You know, and I left that bag of Cheetos. You know, I didn't decide to take the 3rd bag there. Then finally, the 3rd time, what happened? What? Why are you pointing at me?
Put this camera on.
Oh. What one?
Mine.
Yours? You just want to be on?
Well, because I was going to put something up on the TV.
Okay, good.
I was giving you a subtle thing so you could.
It wasn't. You should have pointed
it. I'm not even going to do it now.
Do it.
Well, I was going to say that. You know, the reason why he gave it to you is because he saw your keyboard look like this.
Oh, nice. Oh, yes. Oh, that looks good.
Ew.
That is a
Matt's
Cheetos keyboard.
Keyboard.
Holy shit. Oh, man. That's not just Cheetos.
You know, Matt, while you're describing this story, you know what I picture?
What's that? Eating Cheetos and combing your hair. Nauseating.
You know what I picture when you're describing this story, Matt? The warehouse scene from Ninja Turtles. When he's like... You gotta smoke regular or menthol?
Yes.
And then the little bass player.
Cigarettes.
I actually had a keyboard that looked like that.
Wow. Did you?
Yeah, because a plate of meatloaf spilled on it.
It's
really hard to clean.
You guys have hair in your meatloaf?
Yeah.
So anyway,
I called it grandma. Oh.
I finally addressed the Cheetos issue with this guy. And I go,
why the fuck do you keep giving me Cheetos?
And I go, Phil, I have never talked to you about Cheetos before, and I want to know where this came from. I want to know why you keep offering me Cheetos every time I come here, as if I can't resist them.
I want to say because one time he saw you make love to a bag.
It's possible, but it didn't happen.
He's like, I was just going to ask you why you always come up to me and take my Cheetos every time you see me.
But so at this particular instance, I was unloading a car like right in front of the building, mm-hmm. and I'm walking in with stuff, and I have like a heavy object in my hands, and he's like, got the bag of Cheetos, like, and I'm like, dude, I put down whatever, it's like a computer or a game system or something like that. I put it down, and I'm like, I don't dislike Cheetos, but I've never purchased a bag of Cheetos on my own, ever, not once. And he's like, he looks at me like confused, and I'm like, dude,
of course he's confused. You never had to buy them. He buys them for you all the time.
And you also never turned it down.
Well, I wanted to know why he did it the first time to begin with. And I go, I still have the other Cheetos. Like, I'm going to go get them right now. That was months ago. You know? And he's like, oh. He's like, I really thought you liked
you
him.
You broke his fucking heart.
I'm like, you must have been thinking of somebody else.
A guy's doing something nice for you.
The guy just loves Cheetos.
It was bothering me.
Wow, like, some people come to my house, I offer them a drink. This guy offered you Cheetos.
Yeah, but Cheetos is a very specific item. Like,
he thought it would make you happy.
Like, Kev, what if you came here?
He looks at you like you're one of his own.
What if I came here?
What if you came here and I offered you just like a bag of smart food? Not even offered. Yeah. I just walked up to you and you're like, here's that bag of smart food.
I'd be like, all right, cool. Like, Matt got me something.
The first time, right? Nice. Right? Yeah. You have no idea why. And then, like, the next time you come there, I'm like, oh, here's another bag of smart food. Okay. But not only do I hand you the bag of smart food, I'm holding that bag of smart food up next
here
to my head.
Ah?
Like, I just fucking
like
hit
it's a big
the
bag
lottery.
Of catnip.
And
exactly.
And I'd take it. And then if you showed up with a third time, I'd be like, hey, no thanks, I'm good. And then if you showed up with a fourth time, like, no, thanks, I'm good. And then you fucking get the point. You don't just keep taking it.
I guess so. Yeah.
That's why I
you
stopped
have to
at
shoot
three.
Him down.
I would just keep taking it and then maybe resell it.
No, thanks. Wow.
Or donate it.
There goes Phil.
Ah! Poor Philip.
He hurt his fucking feelings.
He's got a fucking bag of Cheetos.
I just picture him sitting alone on a curb, just eating the reject Cheetos.
Everybody Hurts is playing in the background.
Yeah. I gotta admit, you broke his fucking heart.
I probably did.
It's just all those.
Yeah, Matt, you are like one of the most disgusting eaters I've ever seen.
Oh boy!
Have you ever watched him eat, Derek?
Several times.
Like just sat and watched him. He's very.
Well, I've never like made a point to.
Now, why is it disgusting?
He's very
because you hover over the trough and you just.
Like you ever like he'll like lick his fingers after like every time he bites something.
Oh yeah.
But like even the fingers that don't touch food, he licks.
Just in case.
Like, I got to make sure.
Like the thumb, index, and middle finger, like, he'll grab, like a French fry.
And he's got to make a noise,
or a wing.
Too.
Yeah. And then he goes.
Oh, yeah. The noises are.
Then he nails two fingers that don't have anything on it. He nails it every time.
Nails it.
It's kind of gross.
It extends the moment.
I don't know if you've ever noticed. That's why I'm pointing it out.
No, I know what it is.
The burn?
Oh.
Yeah, no, I know that I do that stuff.
Kevin just sent this to my phone.
What?
For burning me before.
He totally burned me.
It's a little bear, and it says, I'm so sorry.
Horny.
It's a pedo bear. Apology accepted.
Wait,
anyway.
His messages.
After his messages, wow, it's 9:17.
Wow.
Damn.
I got to get up and go to work tomorrow. Oh, wait. No, I don't.
What?
I'm on vacation.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Week.
What are you doing with this vacation?
Staycation.
Oh, yeah?
Staying home.
So a lot of scrapping.
Yup.
Gross.
My last staycation was during Hurricane Sandy.
How do you take vacation 2 weeks from one?
Because I couldn't take any because we had no coverage. So we finally trained a guy to cover.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, you have like 2.5 weeks of vacation to take. I'm like, oh.
You got to get it done before the end of the year?
Yeah, one of those deals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They don't carry it over.
Yeah.
So I took my 2 weeks.
Cool.
2 weeks of sweet masturbating.
That's right. And there's no luck in that.
I only have to work on Tuesday and Wednesday.
It's true. Wednesday is a big drinking night.
Yeah.
Amateur hour. Mm. Be careful driving.
Mm-hmm. Fuck Wednesday. Ted's Tavern's open on Thanksgiving.
Of course it is. Every bar
really?
Is.
Wow. I'm there.
I will be there.
Because it's Thursday and it's power hour.
Ooh. I will be there.
Dollar everything.
Will you come
Steve,
out with us?
Steve will be there with a fucking 20-pound turkey.
Will you come out with us?
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
to tents.
In lieu of being with my family?
In lieu
you
of.
You said at the 5 o'clock you're done?
And he's got people after that are showing up.
Yeah. Our family actually wants to see us.
Oh. So you can, Steve, you
that's how sad is that? Steve's family is stuck in a house without any power or anything. They don't even have nothing, and they're just like, no, we're just going to stay home.
I'd rather sit here in the cold dark than have Thanksgiving dinner with my son.
I'm going to just sit in this FEMA nightmare instead of spending time with you.
I don't care. I'm going to Ted's.
And my beautiful grandchildren.
Hey, why don't you bring that turkey that's only going to have like a leg taken off of it?
Yeah. Seriously, bring the turkey and come to my aunt's.
Seriously?
Ted's. It spit a little at the end.
It did. What was I going to say? I don't remember.
What were you going to say?
Well, I'm going to Ted's.
If I'm not shitting cranberry sauce.
Oh, I was
going to
say, Wednesday is, like you said, amateur night.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's like the highest like vehicular.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Dude.
I didn't even tell the story yet.
Fucking reek. Yeah.
It's the highest like arrest and accident day of drunk driving.
You don't say.
What?
I said you don't say.
Not New Year's? Matt, you can't smell nothing.
No, because people come home from college and they're usually freshly turned 21. So they go out to the bars and that's a big drink at night. Nobody has work in the morning because it's Thanksgiving.
I can't see your mouth.
And
but you're still talking.
You look like fucking Wilson.
Howdy ho, neighbor. He's dead.
He is dead now.
I'm going to go ahead and tell everybody who's listening to the show, if you don't watch it, you're an idiot. Because we're fucking funny.
I'm going to take a picture now.
They're taking pictures of me now. All right. So anyway.
What? My finger was in the way.
Steve, your ass smells so bad.
Doesn't
I always manage with this iPhone to fucking put my finger in front of somewhere, some part of the lens, the flash, something that ruins pictures.
Oh, it smells a little better. All right.
Oh, man.
Anyway, where are the aristocrats? Woo! Aristocratsradio.com is a website. CWERadio.com. Thank you so much for having us live. We're on Sunday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. That's Eastern time.
Stinks bad.
If you go to CWERadio.com and click on Aristocrat Special, you can see the show, you can hear the show, and you can chat with us. Come keep us company.
Get well, Ditka.
Get well, Ditka.
Stay strong, brother.
That's right.
Ditka. Oh,
have a wonderful Thanksgiving, everybody.
Ooh, very blessed Edie's Thanksgiving. Peppermint ice cream.
What is it?
Edie's peppermint ice cream.
I like that they extend all the pumpkin things through Thanksgiving. That's
like,
very
like
nice.
Like Oktoberfest?
Yeah, all that stuff.
I just want to say that in lieu of things, I just want to say I'm very thankful for you guys. You guys are great people.
Why? So you can fucking.
I just
want
to. I just want to say thanks, Kevin. I'm thankful for your lies.
What?
Whatever, Kevin.
What?
Ouch.
All right, guys. See you next week.